This is episode number 53 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of November 24th, 2008. It's time for me to walk. Coming up on today's show, this week's distractions, gaming news. After the break, we come back just in time for Black Friday to give you the Indis Holiday Gift Guide. Well, the Indis Plus One Holiday Gift Guide. We get to hear what a lot of our listeners want for Christmas, and then it's time for the face-melting question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 53.
Hi there.
It's like starting all over again.
I know.
It's a new year.
It's 2.1. This is episode 2.1. My name is Chris Fericcio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And we have a guest on today, guys.
Woohoo!
Someone here?
Yeah, we do. We have Dale Coolis from the On Tap podcast. How you doing, Dale?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Glad you could make it here.
He snuck in. He's a ninja.
You've been hiding in the corner.
You're right. I can't.
Yeah, funny how that works. So this is episode number 53. We had our 1 year live episode last week. That was so fun.
I think my head still hurts.
It was a train wreck. It was like a clusterfuck of shit. And I can't believe how many people listened to it. I would like to sincerely apologize.
Do you ever feel bad like the morning after you do like a drunk dial or you get too drunk and you have a hangover?
Yeah. It's like, man, I can't believe that. I said half that shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why I haven't listened to it again yet. I'm too afraid.
Oh, dude. I went from like, because I'm always a pretty loud person. I went from like loud guy to angry, louder, drunk tard. It was ridiculous.
It was a fun time though. I'd do it again for sure.
Yeah, it was. It was. Next year, maybe.
And Dale popped on and said hi and then left.
That's about it. That was a crazy night. I'm like, crap. I only got like 10 minutes to spare before I got to head out. I told those guys I swear I'd be there, so I got to at least make an appearance, even if it was during the intermission.
Nice.
That's right. I think people like the intermission more than the show.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
yeah, what the hell's up with that? Man.
That's what we get for having, cute chicks on our arms.
Yeah, it gave us more time to drink some more beer and use the facilities.
Right.
Especially the time when you hear Jason say in the background, how the fuck did Chris get in the bathroom first?
I was so pissed. Because I did go so bad, and then I was just about to get up, and then I hear Chris in there, and I'm like, damn it.
All right. Well, what else do we have going on? The Find a Fourth contest is now, it's not over, but
closed.
We have stopped taking entries, and we are going to be reviewing those over the next week, and hopefully we will be announcing a winner on next week's show. So tune in for that, and let's see what else
there's
is going
still
on.
Time to get in your bribes.
Your bribes. That's right.
Dale, so we expect your check in the mail soon.
All right. Bye.
Let's see. We also have Project MMO going on. We have a lot of good suggestions already. So if you want to make a suggestion, head over to VG Evo and check out the thread and make a suggestion for a free MMO that you want us to play. We are going to choose three, we have decided, and play them during the month of January. So cutoff for suggestions is December 1st. And then we will put up a poll for you guys to vote on. You know, we'll give you a chance to vote for three. I think that you can do that on a poll in VG Evo. But we'll see. And the ones that have the most number of votes are the ones that we will play. So there you go.
Indeedy. Cool.
Neocron, play that one.
Dale, are you going to join us?
Sure, why not?
You're a big MMO nut.
The last MMO I attempted to play, I think, was, does Phantasy Star Online count?
Absolutely.
It does for me.
That's a banned subject, right, though.
Cool. It is the best one.
that was the last one, and then I kind of swore him off ever since because I have an addictive nature, and I don't want my class grades to go down, especially so close to graduation. So
how close are you to graduating?
This May I'll be done.
Oh, very cool.
Cool.
Very cool. Congratulations. Early congratulations.
In advance. Yep.
That's right. All right.
Well, here's hoping you make it.
Because I screwed up and didn't do introductions beforehand.
Oh.
Dale, how are you, and what's distracting you this week?
Oh, I'm battling a little cold right now, but other than that, I'm doing all right. Gave me some more time to play some games. So,
cool.
Yeah, a lot of Pinball FX lately because that new Street Fighter 2 board is just the best board to hit that thing. Since Pinball FX, like the 7 boards it has, Street Fighter board is awesome. They got all the sound effects, all the killer Street Fighter background music going in the background, mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Torgo are currently battling each other, just seeing who can get the better high score. And I think, unfortunately, he has a leg up on me right now. So
I was gonna say he was talking shit a little bit earlier in the week.
Yeah,
but when does Glenn my not score talk at shit? All? What's going on here?
What's that?
Have you guys seen my score at all? I'm like 38 million.
Oh yeah, okay. I gave everyone. That's your gamer tag then. Damn it.
Yep, yeah, that's me.
Damn it. I ignored that one.
Apparently.
Jason, you don't count.
BJ Incompetent
you're too good.
Did too, and he was trying to give us some tips on making sense of the whole damn thing. And he's like, yeah, I'll have Torgo yet. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like ranked high. I have a good score. I was overlooked.
You're being serious. I thought you were kidding.
There's two or three gamer tags I have on my friends list that have Strike in their name, so it gets a little confusing.
Understandable. Well, you just got to look at the top and you'll see me there. That's yeah, that's pretty easy, right? Really... No, my score's been getting trounced lately. So about a week ago, I was at like 38, then I was at like 45, and now I'm like rank 55. So
yeah,
like,
I think when I had my score, 23 million, I was like, oh, sweet, and 140 something. That's never before I got that high. I was so happy, and now it's like, I think it's in the 300s now. I have no idea what it's at. Mm-hmm. It's fallen off, but
dude,
oh well, slight moment of fame. But other than pinball, I've been playing. Last weekend, my brother came over and we rented Call of Duty World at War, and we beat that in an afternoon. Didn't even take 4 hours.
Oh wow!
Oh really? Wow.
But I guess there's a thread on VG Evo about it. I guess there's supposedly a couple more missions that are only playable in the single player. I guess they got another sniping style mission like in Call of Duty 4, but it's just more single player focused, so you can't access it in split screen. I like Call of Duty 4 a lot better. I don't know. Infinity Ward definitely knows the ropes better, but not to say that World at War is not as good, but it's still fun, but just Infinity War guys can pull it off better. The ending though was pretty epic. I will say that. But
that's cool.
It's selling really well.
Yeah,
I think it's
But that's
I don't think a lot of people know the difference.
No, they don't.
Like I don't think they know who Infinity or care who Infinity Ward is.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they just see the Call of Duty.
They just see Activision on there and they think it's the same thing. So
yeah.
I'm glad they do got a co-op mode though, because I thought that was very lacking in Call of Duty 4. That would have made it just almost perfect, I thought. So it's good to see co-op. But
always.
Other than Rock Band 2, always playing some more Rock Band 2.
Yay, Rock Band!
Every weekend.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We're all big fans of the Rock Band here.
Oh gosh, yeah. Same here, man. It's too bad we're on different platforms. Then I'd be like, I'd be sending you guys constant invites to help me.
I'm on 360.
Yeah, Jeff's on 360.
Shit.
He doesn't count either, I guess.
There you go.
Okay, so now it's just me. We have to find something where I don't count, and we're all even, right?
Well, let's see what else I've been playing. Here's one from out of left field for you guys. I'm a big history nut, and I don't know if you ever noticed those crappy History Channel games always cluttering up the store shelves. Mm-hmm. But
and our new release list. Yeah.
I picked up that Civil War Secret Missions History Channel, and I rented it, and I beat that in under 3 hours.
Jesus.
Wow. And you didn't lose a bet or nothing like that. You played this on your own free will.
Yes, just because I love history.
This wasn't like an on-tap challenge or anything, was it?
No. I kind of have a little reputation for trying, spending a little bit more time with less reputable games, so... But
not really.
That game, it doesn't even really have a campaign. You're just replaying like a bunch of key battles from the Civil War, and the game's just ridiculously easy to breeze right through. And yeah, that was like another game just plowed right through in the afternoon. So Mm-hmm. But yeah,
you gotta get your e-penis larger.
Yeah, that's right.
I did get a bunch of achievement points out of it, so I don't, I'm tempted to try out that other Activision budget shooter they released, Secret Service, just because I'm just wondering if the gameplay is as unoriginal as the game title there, you know, so.
Or the game cover, man.
But right now, I'll hold off for now. And other main game I've been playing lastly has been Resistance 2. I was just playing that a little bit before we went on the air here.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just sticking to mostly the main camp solo campaign right now, and I did a little bit of online multiplayer just to see what it was like. I just did a round and just did a free for all, and that worked good. I think I tied for first, did all right. But nice. On the main campaign, I'm on chapter 3 right now, and I don't want to really say where I am. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but I'm really liking it, and I am just like Resistance 1. The easy difficulty setting is the toughest easy difficulty setting I've ever encountered.
Yeah. When you say you're playing on easy in that game, it's not like you're saying you suck at games. It's like Ninja Gaiden, but in first-person shooters.
Yeah.
No, it really is. It's. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm playing on the lowest difficulty because the first one kicked my ass on normal, and I didn't get through the whole thing. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to start from the bottom, and I've still died at, like, a ton at certain parts.
Yeah, I played the first one through on normal, and it was pretty difficult for me. So I'll have to keep that in mind when I get the second one.
Well, yeah, even the first one I went through with a friend in co-op with a friend on easy, and we still had it wasn't like ridiculously difficult, mm-hmm. but there were several parts throughout it where we were stuck, and I was just dreading going through this one. I was talking to some coworkers, they're like, oh yeah, normal difficulty's a bitch, and I'm like thinking, oh great, I'm going to have to suffer through easy difficulty on my own. Never thought I'd be saying that in a game before, but yeah, there was a couple parts earlier today where I was just ready to freak out, but I managed to hold it together. But lastly, other than Resistance 2, on that new Xbox experience, they got those community games, I think, were the X and A developed games, and I tried a couple of those out. I don't know if you guys got around to it, but
Oregon, a few.
Did you guys try out that one, Oregon? I think that's what it was called.
No, I haven't tried either of them yet. I've heard that weapon one's pretty good. What's it called? Weapon of Choice.
Okay, no, I don't think I tried that one, but I tried Oregon. Was just kind of like a, remember like those old school Star Wars shooters where you kind of have that cockpit view.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that. It was very basic. It was all right, but there wasn't a whole lot to it. I don't know if there was a lot more. I just downloaded a couple trials, so it was all right. And then I tried this other one, Rift. It was just called Rift, and it's kind of like Geometry Wars, but you can pause time, kind of, and I don't know, real simple. I just tried a few of these community games, and they just seemed like a lot of them could be simple flash-based games, but
yeah,
don't want that to be a knock against it, you know.
Right.
Still pretty early in the life of the community stuff, so.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Now that we're on the subject, what do you guys think of the new NXE? All of you guys, Jason, Chris, you guys both downloaded it, right?
I experienced the hell out of it. It was awesome. It was an experience. I don't know what else. I mean, it is slick, but
it's awesome, yeah.
I kept getting errors yesterday, so I'm waiting till everything kind of dies out a little bit.
Oh, you're getting errors? Doing what kind of thing? Yeah.
Navigating.
Oh, really?
Seriously, just weird. Yeah, just like pulling up lists of, you know, the arcade titles or the community stuff. Like I got into the community level portion, and you know, everything pulled up just fine. And then when I went to go download one of them, it kept giving me errors. So then I couldn't pull up any of the games. So
that's the only problem I've had is any of the themes don't let me. I can't download any themes or gamer picks. Not that I tried to. I went to them to check them out, and the option to download isn't even there. It says service temporarily unavailable. So I'm not sure if that's just a Canada thing, because we don't get the Netflix thing either here, which a lot of people, I saw tons of people streaming from Netflix online yesterday.
I tried it out. Literally, I got home and played with it for like a half an hour, and that was about it. And there was one person on my friends list already watching Netflix.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and I thought I would hate the Avatar thing. I was like, this is just gay and a rip off the Miis, which it still is a rip off the Miis and a little bit gay. But I spent quite a time. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna make my dude look like me, and I'm sitting there making them have the right ears and everything. I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Yeah. And then everyone is. I was surprised how many people had their avatars up so quickly, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I just made mine. I stress over them too. In like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'd say about
Jeff's and mine look almost exactly the same.
Do they really?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we do have the same.
Kind of a limited
actually,
selection.
Yeah. I'm a little there's not much clothing
as buff as you
or anything.
Hey, when you guys scroll through the friends list, did you notice when each avatar kind of has a different background? Is there a way to change that?
Yeah, I don't know how to change that.
You can't change it yourself. They change automatically with themes. Like if you guys it came with one, I don't know why they didn't apply it right away, but if you go into themes and download the one that's just called Knight and then apply that one.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on there. It gives everyone like a different background. Like there'll be like police cars or like apartment buildings and stuff, but you don't get to actually pick what's behind there. It's just random.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. I hope that changes soon. Because that was pretty cool. Hopefully. Yeah.
About the robot? I like it. I've always said the XMB is totally awesome for navigating stuff, and they pretty much just took that and applied it to their blade system, and it works really well. Found everything pretty quickly. Have you guys copied anything to your hard drive yet?
No, I won't either. No. I only have the 20 gig hard drive, and I don't plan on upgrading to the 120. So I'm just gonna, deal with what I have. I'm a patient guy. I can wait for stuff to load.
Nice. Yeah, I put on Fallout 3. There's like a little bit of a difference in loading times, but nothing that I right away would say, "Holy crap, that's a huge difference." Hmm. But I had to do it.
Is your system quieter though?
It is, yeah. It doesn't read from the disk anymore, which is awesome.
That's the big draw for me, actually. Because, my fan is pretty loud, even though they fixed everything else. That's still like a fucking jet engine.
Yeah, it is a jet engine, that drive. But there's a site, actually, if you want to. I can't remember what the site's called. I'll put up on VGEvo, but you can actually go in. It tells you which games are worthwhile to put on the hard drive, which ones aren't, if you're looking for something besides just a quieter system. Anyway, because any of them will do that.
Just make sure not to do Halo 3.
I heard about that.
I was totally going to do that one.
Yep. We'll get more on that later.
Yeah. Well, Dale, are you playing anything else?
No, that's everything.
All right, cool. Well, Jason, let's go to you. How are you doing, and what are you playing?
I'm doing pretty good, and I've been playing some games, and it's been a good gaming week, I think. I got some good, solid stuff in. Today, for example, new stuff on PSN. That was kind of a bust today. There wasn't any really new stuff. Like, there's some costumes for Little Big Planet, which are kind of cool. But
yeah, some Rock Band stuff.
For the most part, some Guitar Hero stuff, a shit ton of videos. They did offer some free music, which I thought was kind of cool. Like,
they had the Mirror's Edge theme song up there and something else, a couple other things.
Linger in Shadows.
Linger in Shadows, that was what it is. They had a couple songs for that. Hmm.
Yeah, and I think the Mirror's Edge one, it was weird. You could download either the MP3 or a WAV file.
I'm like, that's kind of weird. What?
Why would you download a WAV file?
I have no idea. If you really wanted the lossless version of the song, I guess.
I would think they'd do like FLAC or AUG or something, not WAV. That's just weird. Anyway. I did download the Dead Kennedys pack for Rock Band, which is fucking awesome, and I love that band, but they're hard as shit on drums. Oh my god. Two of the songs are like super the fucking hardest.
Yeah, devil horns,
like the devil mode and shit. Yeah. And the other one's like just below that, so yeah, that didn't go so well on expert. On hard, I still suck at it, but man, California Uber Alice is super fun to play. Holy shit.
Nice.
I like that one.
Cool.
What else did I play? Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, let's talk about Left 4 Dead.
You want to talk about it right now?
Let's talk about it. Let's do it. Let's roll with it.
Let's go. You guys did it to me with Fallout. Now you're going to do it with Left 4 Dead. Go.
Sorry, man.
Go.
All right, so this game is still a ton of fun. I got to try out some of the versus mode, which is really surprising. I talked about it a little bit in the forums. One of the kind of shitty things about, versus multiplayer, online shit that I don't like is that, you've got two very much the same kind of teams. Well, in Left 4 Dead, you play either the survivors or the infected. Right. Completely different move sets, completely different gameplay styles. So much fun, really varies stuff. So Ricky and I, Eamon, probably familiar with him too. He's written in here a few times.
He's a douche.
Just a few.
No, we've been going through campaign mode. We went through the first scenario a couple nights ago, and then the second scenario just last night. And man, the shit is just intense. We'll get to the finale on each one, and it's just I'm left white knuckled, and I need a cigarette afterwards. Yeah, and we're swearing at each other and screaming. And
so, give me your damn health back. I need it more.
question for you guys.
Yeah.
Now, is there chat? Is there voice chat built into this game, or is it on Steam?
There is.
Or how's that work?
Well, yeah, it's through Steam. Okay. We haven't had the best success with it, however. And really? I don't know if that was just on Ricky's side or whatever. He was having trouble getting it to work. So we just used Skype, and it was just open mic the entire time. That worked a lot better.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I got it for 360, so I didn't have Steam. I had no problems with voice chat.
Yeah, thanks. Rub that in. Oh, sorry.
Well, my computer wouldn't run it. Well, I'm pretty positive, so. Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you then, Jeff. You bought it on 360. Have you noticed the aim assist at all?
Yes, that I have kind of noticed. It's just the same as you notice any kind of aim assist in any first-person shooter on a console, really.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of, let's say, the aim assist in, like, Resistance or, like, a Halo or Call of Duty. It's nothing crazy. But you can move the reticule a lot quicker. But the thing is, I find it sticks to your enemies sooner. But it's done in a way that you don't really notice it's happening unless you pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. And it really has to, because there's so many enemies coming at you at one time at certain points. Yeah. If they didn't have that, it would be almost unplayable on a console. Because you'd just be going everywhere, and it would just be ridiculous. But I'm enjoying the game too, like Jason said. Like I was interested in it, but not to the point where I was going to buy it day one or first week. I was actually going to wait till Christmas. And then I was talking to everyone, like Jason was giving it a great review and some other people. And then some other people on Live were letting me know what they have, and they had a great time. So I'm like, fuck, all right, fine, may as well. And
that's kind of where I am too, because Jason, see, I don't even pay attention to FPSs most of the time. And, you know, Jason's been talking about this one, and he was talking to me about it at work and stuff like that. And I'm like, all right, well, the 1UP Show covered it. All right, well, let me see some video from it with the 1UP Show. And I watched it, and I'm like, I have to buy this game. It looks like so much fun. I mean, I'm probably going to pick it up, this weekend along with Fallout. And hopefully I'll be playing with you guys this weekend or next week.
Well, shit, yeah. We'll run you through the first scenarios and stuff.
Cool.
When I actually made me buy the game, like the kind of straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, I was walking home from work yesterday, and I was listening to actually the 1UP FM, and they were talking about Left 4 Dead just as, like, I was walking home. I was like, oh, crap. I walked past two video game stores on the way home, and then they're just like, oh, this game's awesome. You know, it's short single player, but it's online. They were just telling stories, but, like, different stories each had, different experiences, and I just literally, like, turned right into the store. I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah. That's definitely important to know. Note is that the gameplay completely, well, not completely, but, I mean, the spawn points and everything just changes completely when you play.
Yeah. Everything, and someone can come out of nowhere and just be crazy.
Yeah,
but cool. I was gonna say my first experience with it was, because I didn't play from the beginning. I don't even know what level it was. I just joined up with that were already online, and we start playing. My buddy's mine. It's him, his wife, and then another friend. So we're apparently getting to a part where there's a safe house. So this is all new to me, right? So I don't know what the hell we're doing. I'm just shooting anything that comes at me, and they get in there, and so I'm like running behind them. They're yelling, get to the safe house, get to the safe house. And then I noticed that the one dude's wife just gets tackled by one of those hunter zombie things. So I turn around and try to save her. And then next thing you know, I got six zombies up in my grill between me and her. So I'm like trying to blast them with a shotgun. I'm trying to get through. I got to save her. I got to save her. And they're like, no, come. I'm like, they're like, forget about her. She's already a goner. It was just like, the things people yell out and stuff. I'm just like, oh, no, I got to save her. And then at one point I look over, I'm like, it's helpless. I can't get to her in time. I'm going to get mauled to death. So I just ran and jumped into the safe house and, you know, we got to the next checkpoint or whatever, but just stuff like that. Like, we're literally yelling, like, emotional, like, oh my God, just come, hurry up now. Like, you're going to get killed. And people will say, it's not a scary game, but it's a scary ass game. Like, there's Condemned Scary, which is like creep the hell out of you and make you jumpy, but this game actually, you want to do well and you don't want to let your teammates down. So when you get screwed, if you're like, you know, I'm going to go search over here by myself, next thing you know, one of those tank zombies comes out of nowhere and you're like, oh shit. Yep. And then you start screaming like a girl.
And that always seems to happen too. You go off on your own and you're fucked.
I think the AI director knows that. They're like, you know what, this guy thinks he's tough. Send him one of these.
Yep, you get nabbed by a smoker and it's like, it's over.
Yeah, yeah, nice. It's great. I love it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I love about the co-op gameplay too, is that you have to stick together, you know. Mm-hmm. And it really introduces You know, just the stuff that Jeff was talking about, you know, that heightened sense of, you know, camaraderie and stuff, and you get really emotional and, you know, you have to rely on your teammates and, you know, in other games, you know, you're kind of spread out and each doing your own thing for the most part, but
yeah, you can't live on your own. There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's like a lot like a zombie movie, like you'd see like in like Day of the Dead or something like that. It feels exactly like that. And yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's great. And I've heard people complain about the weapon selections and stuff like that, but it's a really low weapon selection. You basically have your lower grade Uzis, handguns, and shotgun. Then you can, later in the level, you get the upgrade to the better version, like the M16 and the automatic shotgun. But I think that's done on purpose.
Sniper rifle, too.
Yeah, and the sniper rifle. So that gives you everybody a different weapon, and strategically, like, you know, you should have the guy with the shotgun leading kind of thing or something along those lines, person with the sniper behind, but of course, sometimes it doesn't matter because they'll zombies all of a sudden come up behind you and attack you, which is pretty cool. When the first time you played through the game, it didn't do that. But yeah, I think it's more of a strategical thing like that. They did that on purpose, like give you guys like the minimal amount of weapons, so kind of, I don't know.
That's another cool thing about Valve is that they do a shit ton of playtesting, you know, with people from all walks of life, you know, all different types of gameplay experience. So the end product is always pretty well rounded, and they did a really good job again.
Now, when I play the demo, like the monster that always got me, caught me out of nowhere, almost always got me to jump all the time, or zombie, was that one that has that tongue thing that spits out and grabs you by the stomach?
The smoker.
Yeah, that's the smoker.
Oh, man. I was going to say, did that thing get you as many times as it got me? Because it's like, once you get it, you find yourself on the microphone screaming, help!
That's probably the most common help ever, because it comes out of nowhere, and there's one room where we're just kind of walking around just kind of looking for ammo and stuff, and we're by ourselves in this room for about, I'd say, about 2 minutes, and I think, again, like the AI director or whatever knew that, so it sent a smoker down, and we're just chilling talking. All of a sudden someone just wandered off a little bit and they got nabbed by a smoker and started lifting them up off the ground, like the tongue, and of course we all start shooting up at it like, oh my god, help her, and just came out of nowhere. And I think that's the most common thing where people scream for help, because they come out of nowhere, like the most times you're least expecting them to.
And you have a couple seconds to shoot back at them, but after that they wrap you up and they just keep reeling you in, so you have to rely on your teammates,
someone
to
save
you.
That's cool.
And also so many cool moments. I love all the monsters in there, all the infected,
they're cool. Mike Patton apparently does all the voices for them.
Does he?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Oh, another thing, if you're thinking of getting on 360, anyone listening, it does run on dedicated servers, so there's almost like zero lag at all.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah, so you can have like 50 zombies on screen plus the four of you, or eight, depending if you're doing the versus, and it's like no lag.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How far are you in the game yet?
Again, like, I only played that one part of the campaign mode yesterday. I don't even know what level it was. But we played for about, I'd say, about 2 hours, an hour and a half. We didn't even beat the entire level because we were playing on a pretty high difficulty at first before we finally caved and went down a difficulty level.
Shit's intense at the end, man. Holy man.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And that's like where there's the sewer and stuff.
Yeah, the sewer is right after that first movie part. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's right in between. After that, you get to the top of the hospital. That's when shit goes to hell.
Yeah, we didn't quite get there. Cool.
Right. Cool. What else, Jason?
Left 4 Dead.
That game's awesome.
I played some campaign Left 4 Dead and some versus Left 4 Dead. I got a little bit of Fallout in. I'm still digging on that game. The Left 4 Dead is an awful distraction, though, so it's kind of hard. Because, you know, Fallout's a little intensive. You know.
Yeah. Need some time.
So, boning up on Street Fighter. HD Remix got a release date. Street Fighter 4 has a release date. I'm ready, and I'm ready to go into training. So I got to start working on this like every night.
You have your Street Fighter pants ready? I think I said Street Pete Fighter. That makes sense. That sounds like
Fighter
English?
Pants.
Something like that. Yeah.
I know. I got to bone up. Yo. It's been a long time.
Jeff, how you doing? What you playing?
Good. What I've been playing, it's actually starting to get cold in Toronto now, which kind of sucks. Busted at the winter jacket, you know. It sucks being a smoker and sending us out with all the other lonely smokers and freezing our asses off. Yeah.
I definitely smoke less during the winter.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah. I'm sure you do. What does your winter get there? How cold?
Holy shit. It was like 50 the other day. It was
God. How do you live with that?
Fahrenheit.
I don't understand.
Well, no, it almost got down to freezing.
Been tempted to toss on a sweater then, huh?
It's been in the 20s in the mornings.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this week, overnight lows have been in the 20s, and
highs
have been in the 50s and 40s.
Dale, what were you saying?
Oh, I said, when you said it got to 50, I was like, well, you must have been tempted to throw on your sweater.
Yeah, exactly. If he owns one.
I don't know if I can find them anymore. I almost had to scrape my windows the other day. I was like, whoa, holy shit, what's this? It's this white stuff on my windshield.
Yeah, I hate you.
No, is it true? Like, I got another friend who lives in like Alabama. He said like once they don't have window scrapers, they just use their credit cards.
Yeah.
I've seen people do that.
We had a couple days here, I think last year, that it got really cold and it was snowing and stuff, which is a rarity here. And people were just buying up ice scrapers like crazy. So at least my wife, I don't think she'd ever used one.
It's
before.
The apocalypse.
I saw one. Yep.
Jeff, no shit. That's the way it works around here.
I'm sure.
No.
A snowflake falls, everyone's going to buy like milk and water and shit because they think everything's going to just die.
Let's go buy some sleds.
Chains come on. It's like, how do I drive in this? Oh, wait. I can't. It's ridiculous.
That's okay. People really still can't drive it here in Toronto either. Yeah. What have we
games
planned? Yeah, Fallout 3, of course. I won't get into it now because hopefully we'll do a Fallout feature and talk about it more then. Left 4 Dead, we already went over that. I think it's great. Awesomeness.
Do you want to go over it again?
No.
We'll go on.
Resistance 2, play quite a bit of Resistance 2. I'm more than halfway through the campaign. I'm still liking it more than the first one for the most part. I know I kind of bashed the co-op when I played the beta. Not that I bashed it, I just didn't like it. Personally, I didn't really like it because the way it felt, it didn't feel like shooterish to me. But I did jump on the other night. There's seven others, people from VGEvo, and we just kind of went through some of the co-op campaign, as I like to call it. It's not really a campaign, though. Basically, replay levels. And we played, I think I stayed with them for about three games, and it was a lot of fun when you have eight people in there. It gets kind of hectic, especially when everyone starts talking at the same time. It's that same kind of hecticness that's kind of in Left 4 Dead, but there's eight people instead of just four. But it's pretty cool. I think it's a lot better when you have more of a full room, because when I was playing it on the beta, there's thinking max like four of us. You die way too much. There's only four of you. But with eight, it was pretty cool. We had a good balanced team of medics and spec ops and soldiers. So it was cool. The AI is still GIMP, though. One of the bosses and one of the levels just kept walking around in circles just like the beta. Both times we fought it, actually. So, but hopefully they can work some of those out. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it, I think. Oh, Gears 2. Finally played Horde mode. It was pretty cool.
Horde mode is awesome.
It's just Gears is Gears. I've said that like many times. Awesome, but if you didn't like the first one, you still don't like the second one. And Horde, I didn't see the big thing. I thought it was kind of fun. But after playing Left 4 Dead, it kind of makes Horde look not as attractive, I guess. Because in Horde, in Horde, it's the same kind of idea. It's like the four of you, or up to five of you, and you're just in like the one stage, and then a wave will come at you, and then it'll stop. It gives you time to rest, get more ammo. Then another wave comes at you, and it just keeps doing that over and over again. Of course, every 10 levels, the difficulty goes up higher and higher, all the way up to 50. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was cool, but then Left 4 Dead, not only are you moving forward and in the level, you don't know when these waves are going to come, and it just makes it that much more hectic. Like, if you think Horde is hectic when you get to like some of the levels, to play some Left 4 Dead, honestly, and then that's hectic. You start crapping your pants while playing a game, which is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically it, though. That's basically my week.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What have I been playing? Played some more of Valkyria Chronicles. I haven't advanced it too much. I haven't gotten a chance to play very much this week, but I've got to the point where you actually get to start recruiting members onto your team, and you know, you get to your headquarters and they allow you to level up your guys and stuff like that. And this, the leveling up in this game works a lot differently. It's like you don't level up characters, you level up types. So like you can level up a scout and all of your scouts will level up.
Oh, good.
And then you can level up your weapons and like research and develop new weapons, and all of your scouts will get that weapon. So, you know, when you make a change to a type, it's made across the board. So that's kind of nice. It makes it so it doesn't feel like it's a grind as much.
Right.
Got around to some of the skirmishes, and the first skirmish that you get is actually the one that you played in the demo. So good to see that. And those you can go back and play as much as you want. So you can actually level up that way and earn.
You can grind out a bit. That's cool. Like
that. Yeah. So yeah, still loving that game. It's awesome. It's beautiful. Good. And it's
keep me hyped on it.
Oh, I came home wanting to play it, and I started playing it, and today I am having an off day on games. I couldn't play anything. Because I sucked. It's like I ran out into the open and just died. It was like, oh great. obviously, this isn't the time for this. So yeah, but it's still fantastic. And I'm sitting here reading some of the things that Scott has been saying about it, and he's like on chapter 9 now. And it's like I'm getting so excited about playing it, and I just want to sit down. I wish I had like an entire day to just sit down and play this game.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm very happy with that game. Also on PS3, I played some Rock Band 2 also. Jason, I am hoping that you will be proud.
Four did you finally get the time. Goddamn Foo Fighters?
Okay. Huh? No, I did get the Foo Fighters.
Did you finally get the Foo Fighters? Okay.
Yes. But today I played Four Play Long Time on the drums, on hard.
Ooh,
I got five stars, 94%.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
High five.
That song is a lot of fun to play. I was really enjoying it. It's like I've always been scared of it because it's like the 5-star devil horn one, and you know I started it out and I was like, okay, I can try and keep up with this. It's a lot of, you know, it's not that it's hard for me. I mean, it's
in the
not,
beginning it is the solo in the beginning is I think the worst part.
Yeah,
well, it's an amazing solo,
but it's a lot easier. It's for me. It's not that the patterns are hard. It's just that you're constantly moving. You know, you're constantly playing. And that doesn't that kind of play isn't difficult, as difficult for me. It's when they start throwing in like all this random shit left and right, that's when I start getting screwed up. So it's like this is a 5-star devil horn song that I got 5 stars on when I played it, but there's like 4-star songs or like, you know, difficulty 4 songs that I can't even get halfway through the song because it's just completely random. So yeah, I'm still practicing.
The system's fucked.
Still practicing.
All right.
Let's see. DS, Order of Ecclesia, some more. This game is fucking hard. I'm trying to beat this game, but I'm like Dracula's Castle and it's kicking my ass. So I'm just, you know, pushing forward with it, trying to beat it. I was on, some of you may remember that I was on Dale's show. What was that, last week, Dale?
Couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah, episode 80.
Yeah, and we were talking about PS2 RPGs. Well, it got me excited about a few of them, and I actually went out and got Valkyrie Profile 2. I found the game for like $11, and I was like, all right, cool, I'll go out and buy it. I will say that if you liked the first Valkyrie Profile, you will like this game. The battles are very, very similar. The biggest difference is that like in the battles in the original Valkyrie Profile, you would get into a battle against one guy, you'd fight that one guy, battle over. This one, you get into a battle with a group of enemies, and you fight them all separately. So it's like you have to move across the map and get to the enemies that you're trying, the one that you want to fight next. And like each enemy has its range of attack, and if you're within their range of attack, then they'll attack you. But the cool thing is that each battle has a leader, and if you kill that leader, then the battle's over. And you get the same amount of experience points for going in and just killing the leader as you do for going in and killing everybody. So it actually makes it so that it's like it's promoting, you know, getting the battle over quickly.
Yeah.
So, and you actually get, you know, there's like a timer out to the side too. So not only do you get the normal amount of experience for just killing the leader, you also get bonus experience for finishing the battle so quickly. So gotcha. it makes leveling up go quicker that way, and it's a lot of fun. I like it. So if you like the first one, you like the second
tip.
One. What's that?
That's a handy tip.
It is. Last thing I wanted to mention is the Mirror's Edge Flash game. Did you guys check this out?
No.
Not yet.
Didn't know it existed.
There is a 2D Mirror's Edge Flash game that EA has kind of had someone develop and stick out there on the web as like a beta demo. It is amazing how good it is. It really feels like you're playing Mirror's Edge. You know, it's not like a first-person thing, obviously, but, you know, it's a side-scrolling thing, and you get the entire feel of jumping across the buildings, running up walls, all kinds of stuff. So I actually put a post up in the Mirror's Edge thread on VG Evo that has the link to the 2D demo on there. So go check it out. It's really cool. I'm really hoping that they actually do something with this, because this could easily be, you know, a game for a portable system or for PSN or Xbox Live Arcade, and awesome. I'd buy it in a heartbeat. So hopefully they'll do something with that.
Check it out. And when you say like Mirror's Edge as a Flash 2D Flash game, I guess what comes to mind for me would be Prince of Persia on speed or something like that. Is that kind of like how it plays, maybe?
To an extent, but I mean, there's the demo itself doesn't have any combat at all. It's the demo is just platforming straight up. And it's really, really good. The Prince of Persia, I guess you could compare it to the older Prince of Persias, like the old PC
that's what
one.
I meant, yeah.
But it's a lot faster. So I guess you could in a bit, but it moves a lot faster than there's no combat.
Okay. Yeah, sounds interesting.
Cool. It is, definitely check it out. That was my week. I really haven't played that much, so so many games I want to play, and I just haven't had that much time this week. So hopefully next week I'll get a chance to play some more.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy lately too. So I had a week or two where things were kind of settled, but yeah, it's going to start getting busy again. Damn it.
That is true.
That's all right. All you right. Know the dread's coming soon. So
Jeff.
A couple months. Want some news?
Yeah, tell me something.
I'll give you some news.
Make it good or you're fired.
All right. Well, you might as well fire me now. There's some good stuff on here, I guess.
All right.
One, Little Big Planet, actually, that's a game that I played a little bit of, forgot to mention. Dabble in it here and there. Sony's come out and made a statement on why, basically backing up the numbers and why it hasn't sold that well. But, I mean, it sold not bad. I mean, 200,000 in 3 days is pretty good, if you ask me, for a game that, you know, is a new IP and a platformer.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, they basically came out and said they might have, like, I'm paraphrasing here, but they might have released it at a bad time. They said the market was flooded at that time, and I mean, like, well, duh, that in that 2 week span we saw all the big games get released. And they just said it hasn't hit a stride yet. It still came out at the end of October. They still have November, December left. But yeah. So what do you guys think about that? Like, this is something that bugs me. Not in terms of the numbers, but one thing that bugs me is with games that come out, they like all the big games they feel have to come out in November or October. It drives me nuts.
It drives me nuts, too, season. Because I can't buy them all. I don't have the money to buy them all.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think this season, more than others, it's been completely saturated with good stuff, and it's been really just increasingly tougher for me to make a choice. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't blame them for bringing up that as a factor. I don't know if that's the real deal, though, you know?
I mean, it might not be.
Compare, like,
that's why I put it in
War
there.
Like, what did that do? Like 2-point-some million?
2-point-something million, yeah.
Yeah, I think this is, I mean, one of the things that I'm wondering is if this has to, if there's a lot of confusion with consumers and how it got pulled off the shelves and then it came back. I'm wondering how much different the numbers would be if they would have just left it on the shelf.
Yeah, who knows?
You know, I mean, they didn't have to pull it. I don't understand why they did. They said that they could easily patch the game so that the music would be without lyrics, and they pulled it anyway, and it delayed it for like a week, and I'm wondering
not
if
even
there was confusion
among consumers. I don't believe they did anything. I think what they did was, I think, like, this is just like, you know, conspiracy theory Jeff here, but I think that they didn't actually recall them. I think they were thinking about doing it. Then when they looked at it, like, you know, this is going to cost way too much money. Let's just patch it. Because there's no way in hell they had a recall from all the stores of all those copies and had new sealed copies in stores 3 days later without that content on it. There's no way.
I kind of agree with you. Unless they had that much in that was already being pressed.
Yeah, unless they knew about it way beforehand. They just didn't go public until someone was like, you know what, we really need to get these ones off the shelves.
Yeah.
I was talking
to patch day one. Sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was talking to a couple local retailers, you know, maybe visit our local game shops enough, they kind of know you. And they were telling me, they said they had the street dated copies of Little Big Planet in the stockroom for like over a week or two. And then they actually had to send them back and get new copies in. Yeah.
That's
so fun. I don't know. Maybe, I wouldn't be surprised though that it did sound like some of the original copies were Walmart was breaking street date or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah,
a few
well, some of them street date. Yeah, for sure. Walmart has a history of doing that. Same with Toys R Us.
Not my fucking Walmart, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's never the ones near me.
They'll sometimes get out on the shelf, but as soon as they ring them up, then the register stops them. I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, we almost got Rock Band 2 the night before, you know?
Oh, like, nice. Damn
it. Yeah, and the register stopped them.
That sucks.
Yeah.
No. But kudos to Sony, though, because, I mean, that was a hugely quick
quick, you know? And still sold 200,000 copies in 3 days, so that's nothing. If it doesn't sell well in November, then they can start, like, worrying, but I don't think they have anything to worry about. And honestly, every single time I've been to a video game store since Little Big Planet came out, there has been somebody buying Little Big Planet, and that's nowhere to belong. Yeah.
And I've seen people walk out with systems and Little Big Planet. Mm-hmm. So
cool.
You know, it's doing its job. I don't think that you're going to see... It's not going to move as many systems as a game like Gears would. Number one, because Gears probably has that much more publicity or whatever. And also, $200 system, $400 system.
Yeah, exactly. You know. And guns with cute things that a lot of people will not admit to liking.
Yeah,
shit, I'll admit it. I think Sackboy's awesome.
Oh, of course. But, you know, Joe Jock over there is not going to be like, hey, yeah, let's get that Little Big Planet. Fuck Gears of War.
Yeah. You guys want to play some LBP? Yeah. Let's do it. Fuck yeah.
Lab match time.
Anyway, yeah. I just wish developers just kind of release games later on in the year or earlier on in the year to, you know, get rid of that trip.
Yeah, I wish they didn't release them all around Christmas.
Yep. Which could be the reason why maybe that Rockstar delayed the DLC for GTA to February 17th. It was first rumored to be coming out this holiday season, but they've announced release date of February 17th. It's going to be called the Lost and Damned Pack, and it's going to feature a whole new storyline that goes on in Liberty City.
New character altogether, right?
Yeah, new character altogether. It's around basically going to revolve around some guy in a biker gang or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's also the first out of... They said this isn't going to be the only part of DLC. No price has been announced yet, just the date. So those people...
This is just 360 though, right?
It is part of the exclusive stuff.
How much do you think it'll cost?
Oh, God.
Probably 20 at least.
Sorry, what did you say, Joe?
Probably 20. That's my guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking 20 too.
Yeah,
they're not going to go for well.
10. I'll say 10. Why not?
You'll say 10. Then you have to add on the
you
GTA factor.
Just gotta be different, don't you, Jason?
And then the Rockstar factor. Yeah. And that's
Well, they already get their money for it, right?
True.
Well, technically,
Microsoft,
but that doesn't stop them. I mean,
it back though.
Microsoft already got their money from Xbox Live, but they're still charging people shit on Marketplace.
I love my gamer picks. Fuck you. My themes.
I like the new themes, man. I really do. But they up the price for them, too. Old themes were 250 Microsoft points last time I checked, and now they are. And they do look cooler. They are more like 3D looking, but come on.
Yeah. There's some cool new bikini babes in the PlayStation store.
Premium are there new
themes,
ones?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, I believe I saw your
Holy hot.
See, that's what Sony's doing right. The premium themes are going towards the horny adolescent boy.
Exactly. And speaking of horny adolescent boys, let's get to some Halo 3 news here.
Whoa, wait, what?
Horny adolescent
Do you have a thing for Master Chief?
No.
Okay.
What?
He's saying
you should not kill a joke, Chris.
See, you're getting too good with your transitions, Jeff. Chris can't follow them, apparently.
And yeah, don't follow the instructions to copy games on your hard drive if you're talking about Halo 3 as well, because Bungie came out and said it'll fuck shit up. Don't do it. It'll basically make your load time
longer. That's a direct quote, right?
It is a direct quote, actually.
All right.
Yeah. Luke Smith himself. It'll fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Dog.
It's going to make the loading times longer, and they say that it'll also transition into the multiplayer games, which will make more people quit and have more issues with connections timing out. So
yeah.
If you're going to test out, don't test out with Halo 3. Like I said, I'll put that website on there that tells you what you should and shouldn't do, what games should and shouldn't do. And also people have to keep in mind that these games weren't built with the hard drive in mind. So the ones that are probably going to work the best are the newer games or ones coming out from here on out that have permission to actually use it now. So
true.
And the older games that load a ton.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Mass Effect apparently doesn't make that much of a difference. Oblivion apparently does, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Apparently what happens with Halo, they kind of mentioned what it does is the game itself is meant to take the stuff off the disk and kind of put it in, cache or RAM or whatever on the hard drive. So it takes the stuff, if you preload it on your hard drive, it takes it from the hard drive and then copies it somewhere else the hard drive. So it just duplicates it. So you're just making it worse.
Nice. Well, shitty.
Shitty.
Chief Fighter, we talked
Speaking
about
of shitty.
Speaking of shitty. Unless you want to call Street Fighter shitty. I was going to say we talked about it earlier. Jason got all excited. We have a release date for Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix. PSN is going to get it on the 25th, which will be the day I'll be picking up on, as I have my arcade stick ready to go. And on 360, it's going to be hitting the next day on the 26th, and they're both going to be bones. And that is very weird, because the 25th, what day is the 25th? The 25th
probably
is
a Thursday.
It probably is a Thursday.
No, the Thursday is 27th.
Oh, no. Actually, it is weird. The 25th is actually a Tuesday. So it's coming up on Tuesday for PSN, and then Wednesday is going to be the normal date for Xbox Live Arcade. So I guess Capcom must work something out with Sony to get that up earlier.
Now, you know what's probably happening? Sony's probably moving their date just because
it's Thanksgiving next week.
Oh, that's probably...
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. You got a hamster's working up there.
Yeah, I actually got two of them running right now, so...
Once he flipped them on, he was like, oh, shit, I didn't get that Jeff transition. I better get these guys going. So now he's ready to go.
Ready to go.
All right.
You're going to take off.
So apparently Sony's getting something new as far as the Street Fighter stuff. They've got a little something special planned that we haven't heard anything about yet.
Do they?
Well, they have
the
themes and then maybe the soundtrack.
The theme store.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay.
I haven't seen
it. I'm talking to myself here. No, apparently they're going to have some other special bonus for PlayStation customers.
Really?
Revealed. Something small, though.
It's probably going to be like a theme or like something like that.
Probably. But they are going to release the soundtrack as well, which is really, really cool.
Ooh. Hmm. Cool. Is that published by Sony or Columbia?
Because
does Columbia publish music? Do they have a music studio?
I don't know.
Okay,
work with me here. Either way, you'll be able to find it on the PSN there, but you're not gonna be able to find anything Sony or Columbia Pictures on Netflix streaming on NXE for 360.
Apparently, this is your new Jerk Store segment, isn't it?
It is gonna be my Jerk Store segment. This is my huge asshole. So yeah, Sony's basically put the kibosh on the Netflix streaming with anything. So no Spider-Man, what else is there? I've totally gone blank here. Dale, help me out. Are you still alive, buddy?
Yes, they did I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, there you go.
Well, so no, they didn't. That was Warner Brothers.
I'm wondering if we're hearing the whole story, because Netflix has already come forward and said, our license just happened to be up at this particular moment. And I'm like, that's... kind
bullshit.
Of weird timing,
yeah,
I'm wondering if they're actually telling the truth and they just need to renew the license or what, because they said that it's gonna end up on there.
Did they say that?
I think so, yeah.
So okay, well, if that's the case,
I don't know if that was confirmed
problem,
or not, but
that's the fact for, like, that it's both PC and the 360 streaming, right?
I don't know, because we don't, there's
that?
No
what
streaming at all on sorry, what? What's going on?
That's the thing about having four people. People cut out too much. Yeah, what did you say?
Oh, I thought from one of the news stories I read earlier, I thought it was for like both PC and 360 streaming that Sony movies won't work for.
No, it's still they still work for PC. They don't work for 360.
Yeah, which is weird because if Netflix's contract ran out or whatever, they still wouldn't be able to do it on PC either.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know why. That's why I think that there's some bullshit line.
Sony went, oh no, they're gonna have this streaming thing out here, and they're gonna have our movies. So to get back at them, we're not gonna let basically, I'm going home and I'm taking my ball with me. That whole mentality, and which doesn't make sense because all it means is more money for them.
Hold on, guys, I gotta go get my tinfoil hat. One sec. All right, I'm good. I keep it close.
See, this doesn't bother me at all, in fact, because I don't have Netflix here in Canada, so I can't even use this feature. So, fuck all of Microsoft for all I care.
Well, here's what Netflix had to say. They said, today, titles regularly come in and out of license, and there's a natural EBB, I don't know what that is, and flow to what we have to license at any given point in time. So, I'm wondering if the license is different for PC and like other...
It probably is.
Yeah, I mean,
I know it's like that for music.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Because that's why the whole Rock Band thing, because they couldn't, when they had the downloadable thing to download it to your hard drive, you had to pay $5. It wasn't because they were being dicks and they could make money. It was because they had to relicense the music to put on a different platform, like a different medium. Yeah. So that's basically why they did that. So it could very well be true. That could be, only time will tell, see if that gets on there. But I think right now everyone looks at it as being Sony just holding it back. But
douche.
Yeah, I hope that's not what the case.
Hopefully that's not the case, but hopefully this is the case. Sony's thinking about doing Little Big Planet on PSP. They are awesome. As well as Guitar Hero and Rock Band, which to a lesser extent, who gives a
not
shit?
Not awesome.
I don't understand how that's going to work, especially Rock Band. You have like a mini drum kit.
No, please don't do that.
they want to get for all the 5-year-olds.
Sorry, what was that, Dale?
No, they got to compete with those. Do you see those stupid, they got those stupid Guitar Hero LED screen, the handheld things, the LED lights? Just like those. It's like, blah.
Or the DS.
I hope
one,
they don't do it for PSP.
On tour.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people bought. A lot of people really want to gimp their hand, apparently. A friend of mine bought that, actually. He bought it for his girlfriend. He said he can play it, but he can't play it for more than, 10 minutes because it just gimps the hell out of your hand. So, anyway, forget about Guitar Hero and Rock Band on PSP, but Little Big Planet, I think that'd be awesome. Not so much, even if they can't get an actual game of Little Big Planet on there, but at least let you take your creativity tools on the go, that'd be awesome. So you can work on your level while you're on the bus or something.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That'd be pretty cool.
You want to write that into Sony, please?
Maybe I will do that. Cool. The same time I write into Microsoft, tell them to fuck you and I want my Netflix. Or would I write Netflix for that? I don't even know who I'd write. One or the other.
Write them both.
Bastard. Yeah, there you go. We might have a DRX next week.
Sweet!
All right, well, we all like to cook. We all eat, right? Last time I checked. We have to stay alive.
I'm trying to cut
I
back.
I love to
but,
eat.
Yeah.
Well, Cooking Mama, we all know it's one of our favorite games for the DS.
Absolutely. And for the
I'm
Wii.
Playing it right now.
I believe Dale said you can't wait for the sequel, correct? Before we started recording.
Yep, that's right.
They have a new lobster bisque in there you want to throw together. But you
that
know
level's
the problem
tough.
With...
But where are you going with this?
Well, the problem with that is it has lobster in it, Chris.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, and lobster's an animal.
Would it be a meat and animal, right?
Ah.
PETA is calling out the developers of Cooking Mama saying they want a veggie-only Cooking Mama. So they can show people that you can cook without having to harm animals and eating meat and all this other bullshit.
So PETA's complaining?
Yes. PETA.
All right. Whenever I hear anything about PETA, there's one thing that comes to mind.
Tofurky?
No.
Pamela Anderson naked?
No.
What else comes to mind?
It's more like, who? Who gives a shit?
Dale?
Dale.
What?
I didn't hear you.
I was good. I did.
Can we fire a guest?
Who gives a shit?
If we actually fired guests who didn't do the who gives a shit thing, I'm pretty sure we'd have fired all of them.
I think it's a running gag.
Didn't someone get it? I think Boric got it right.
Really?
Yeah.
When we did the AWA one,
he was on board with it. It was pretty funny.
I was in. Maybe my mic didn't pick up. Who knows?
You were yelling too loud. He
pulled a Jeff and hit the mute button.
Yeah. Exactly. God, I want to give a shout out actually to everyone who was watching the live show. That was the best Who Gives a Shit ever. Not only on our side where we were probably the most in sync, but everyone who was in the chat room.
They all did it at the same time too. It was awesome. Badass.
It was good. Brought a tear to my eye. That's your news.
All right.
You cool. Forgot one.
What I forgot?
What?
You forgot about the big EA Sports announcement.
We can do. Oh, I was gonna say this one I actually really do care about. This is huge. EA is dropping their football license. That big exclusivity one that they got.
What the hell's Madden gonna the one make money players. On?
Oh no, no, I'm not talking NFL about Madden again,
Jason.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Do they have other licenses?
They actually had the exclusive rights to the Arena Football League. So all the tens of possibly hundreds of arena football fans out there might be disappointed that EA dropped the license. Or, maybe they can, now they dropped it, some other developer can come run and pick it up and make millions off that property.
Midway's going to take it back. Kurt Warner's Arena Football Unleashed 2.
Arena Blitz style.
Yeah. So I actually owned up with the old arena football games. They're actually kind of mindless fun. You can tackle people over the wall barriers. It was actually kind of cool.
Nice.
Oh, hey, come on, Dale. Yeah. How do you really feel?
I like arena football.
Keep going.
Gives a shit.
Gives a shit.
I actually believe you might have cut out now because that time was kind of a little bit scratchy.
Oh, crap. What?
I like arena football. I have season tickets to the Georgia Force.
Well, you know what? Who?
Can you get a refund?
Who gives a shit?
I was going to say that Chris was going to be a little upset about this.
But nah,
whatever.
You're taking it all right,
I haven't played them. It's like I thought about it. I'm like, oh, they're dropping the license. And then I thought, oh, I don't care. I don't play the games. So
that was almost your Christmas really present last year, I think.
Oh, really? I almost bought the games just to support the Arena Football League.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So... anyway, all right.
Cool.
Is that news?
That is news.
All right, let's take a break.
Sweet.
When we come back, we're going to talk about stuff to buy for the holidays.
Yeah.
And we'll do a rather short. We'll do a rather short and pointless new release list. Listener email if we have any, and new question of the week. So stay tuned, and we will be back right after this.
Awesome. It's time to wake up. Boop.
This role-playing game, out in 2004, returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. And that would be the world of Warcraft.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. Because your limited online game time should not be ruined by douchebags.
Release the inner child. Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
Hey, we're back.
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey,
Dale still with us?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm Dale Cruz.
Well, today we wanted to, last year went around this time, we did a little holiday gift guide, and a lot of people seemed to like it, so
they went
we figured
nuts
we'd do another
it.
One. What's that?
They went absolutely crazy over it. Oh, my God.
Everyone thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
No, not really. But we're going to do another one anyway. So with that, we asked you guys what you wanted for Christmas. So, Jason, I'm going to pass it off to you and take it away.
And we're going to send this recording to Santa Claus.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. He listens.
He's listening in right now. All right, what do we got? First email, it goes, hello there, guys. This is Ben X42316.
974 28. Oh, sorry.
Zed.
You may know me from VG Evo. I do, in fact. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What do I want for Christmas this year? Well, in terms of PS3 games, what don't I want for Christmas? Hallelujah, brother. Mirror's Edge, Call of Duty World at War, Resistance 2, must-buys for this year, and I wouldn't mind giving MotorStorm, Pacific Rift, and Fallout 3 a try. Good choices. Mm-hmm. Also, Little Big Planet is game of the year so far for me, and I couldn't wait until Christmas to buy this one. Also, Gears of War 2, Fable 2, Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts all look great on the 360, but sadly I won't be getting any of these as I don't have a 360. I think you'll all agree with me when I say that both the Xbox 360 and PS3 have had superb lineups for this Christmas, and we're all going to have huge holes in our wallets by the time January arrives.
Amen, brother.
Fantastic podcast, guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
I'm already poor.
Next 2, 3, 4, 6, 5, 29 to the power of 4.
Totally been X.
Well, we don't have to talk about PS3 or 360 anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Damn it.
Thanks for sending in everything.
And that's our feature for today. Let's go to... Okay.
Yeah.
Cool,
let's
yeah.
Let's see.
Mirror's Edge, I'm just Call of Duty, Resistance. They're all fantastic games. So... Mm-hmm. Great suggestions there.
Do you want to hear some more?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's hear some more.
This one's from Conman 9999. It says, "Hey, boys and girls, Christmas wish list is Call of Duty World at War.
That'd be you, Chris.
SOCOM, Confrontation, very important. With headset.
With headset. Very, very important.
Mm-hmm. With headset.
Yes.
Dead Space, Fallout 3. This one I like.
Oh,
Metal
Dead
Gear
Space.
Solid,
totally
the Essentials Collection, Metal Gear Solid 1 through 3.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
That would be an awesome purchase.
Yeah.
Also, Metal Gear Solid 4.
Another awesome purchase.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about Dead Space. How did I forget that?
Because you don't care about it that much, Chris. If it wasn't on your mind, you don't care. It's basically
apparently.
What it is.
I don't care.
Man, there were like 5 or 6 like gun pack things on PSN today just for Dead Space. I'm like,
was
wow.
Is it really?
Gun yeah, I saw those. Like, they had them on the marketplace too. I had no idea. Well, they're like, didn't they just make them pimp out your guns pretty much? Make them look badass?
Pretty much.
Oh, God. Gun armor?
Oh, Jesus.
Dude. I saw one with flames.
Do you have to pay for
cool.
it?
Oh, yeah.
It's bling. All
oh,
right.
That's retarded.
Gun bling. That's
oh, it's
awesome.
So retarded. Sorry.
That's cool when you're doing it for free, an army of two, but man, when they charge you for it, no.
Yeah, that's. Fuck. Deer Axe number 2.
We're going to have 2 Deer Axes next week.
All right, more Christmas lists. Hey guys, Black Skimmer here, also known as Folix. Sorry I couldn't enter your contest. Turns out that just around the time I was going to send something in, my wife went into labor, and we had our second child, a baby girl.
Congratulations.
I think I pronounced that right. Congrats, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hope you like the new kid. They're fun.
Hope you'll like the new kid.
Sorry. I got 2 kids. I can be smug about it. Anyway. Anyways, what I want for Christmas. Number 1, I want a core gaming system, either the 360 or the PS3, to win in sales for once in the NPD.
That would be
Do
nice.
Do you think that'll ever happen?
Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
We're going to need Santa Claus's magical intervention for that.
Just for 1 month or just for
God's
the
magical
season.
Intervention for that.
Just for once, anytime.
What's happened already?
It might happen. I don't know. The arcade bundle for the 360 looks pretty tempting.
And last
the holiday
year,
one?
Pretty sure. Well, I definitely know the 360 definitely beat the Wii out 1 month last year, and I'm pretty sure the PS3 might have done it on launch, but I could be wrong. Oh, no, it didn't definitely do it. They came out the same month, didn't they?
Yeah.
The 360 did it. Mind. Yeah. 360 did it when Halo came out. I think. That
yeah,
was
360 beat it when Halo 3 came out. I remember that.
Anyway, number 2 on the Christmas list. I want a Metal Gear Solid game announced with Raiden as the star character. The cool one off of Metal Gear Solid 4, not the Richard Simmons one from Metal Gear Solid 2.
Richard Simmons.
I'm afraid that's out of Santa's power as well.
You want the one that fights with a sword in his teeth.
In his teeth?
In his teeth.
Oh, he's got the... Oh, jeez. Don't get me going. Number 3.
I was thinking the same damn thing.
I want the Wii and all its waggle shit to die a horrible death. That's 'tis the season, buddy. All right. Seriously tired of nothing but a barrage of minigames, shitty graphics, dumbed down gameplay, and Miyamoto proclaiming that core games suck for for some this reason or that. Yep, keep up the good work with the Wii music. If I have to buy a PS4 that has a no hard drive, 64 meg of RAM, and a television controller, thanks to the Wii success, someone over at Nintendo is going to receive a big kick in the junk from me. Probably Reggie. I don't like that guy.
Yeah, we know Wii Music was a huge hit. So.
Oh, it's huge.
Huge.
Sold what, 100,000 copies worldwide so far?
Well, I hope it's a learning experience for them. I hope they see this. Yeah, and
I hope
like,
they
oh,
learn that
second.
Shitty games are not going to always
Grandma's kind of sick of the Wii.
I traded in my I traded in my Wii over a year ago. I'm not looking back.
Yeah. Good for you, Dale. Yeah. You're a stronger man than I am. I still have mine sitting on the shelf collecting dust.
Here's number five on his list. Oop.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Were we open?
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay.
We passed the moment.
It's over. Number five.
It's done.
For someone to shut up. No, this is number. Oh, it is four. I scrolled too far.
Four.
Anyway, number four. I want to see a segment called The Jerk Store. Directed at you, Jeff. Where you guys name some asshat in the industry as this week's jerk. I know most times it would revolve around Activision and its 100th Guitar Hero SKU, but whatever.
It's probably
I
true.
I think you should do that. So
that I think
that's
we should
a good
do that
idea.
Too, actually. That's a great idea.
To replace like the Deer X, because we hardly ever do that. I think
we don't do
yeah.
Deer X. We could do a Jerk Store segment. That'd be hilarious.
Jerk Store would be pretty funny.
You guys got to have a George Costanza soundbite, right?
I can dig that up.
Come on.
All right, now can I do number awesome. Five?
Yeah, now you
yes,
can.
Yes, now five comes after Sweet. Four, so you can go.
I got it now. All right. One hand. All right. For someone to shut up every 2-bit blogger and press wannabe trying to generate hits for some homemade website by writing how the PS3 is failing. Sarcastic gamer. And that Little Big Planet sucks and how Blu-ray is not going to win. Blah, 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 blah.
Blu-ray's not going to win. Hasn't it already won?
Yeah. Do these retards really think that downloading and storing movies that are 15 to 20 gigs big really a practical thing?
No, not yet.
I've been
not
hearing yet. That a lot lately, that Blu-ray's still going to be a dead format soon.
I think it's going to, well, personal opinion, I think it's going to die sooner than DVD did, but that's not saying it's going to fail.
Right. I agree it's going to have a shorter lifespan than DVD did, but, you know, it's not going anywhere in the near future. It's going to be around for, I would say, at least another 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still think there's room for both, you know, downloadable streaming stuff and, you know, the high-quality Blu-ray stuff.
Yeah. And they already have a disc media that's larger than Blu-ray that's in, like, prototyping. It's like OD or OCD or something like that. I can't remember what it is.
OCD.
You've got OCD.
That's me. Okay.
Number six. I like this one. Next year for you guys to beat Sarcastic Gamer in the voting.
Technically, we could have beaten him this year.
Yeah, we might have. We don't know.
We don't know. Nobody told us. So
I say we did.
Yeah.
They didn't want to win anyway, apparently.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, they thought it was number a seven. Ridiculous award anyway, so.
Yeah. Anyway. Number Whatever. Seven, he wants Xbox Live to be free.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Santa will bring you an Xbox Live.
What's next? Are you gonna ask for Home to come out in 2008?
Yeah.
This one's a good one too. Number eight. An RTS for the PS3 that has mouse support.
I'd like to see that too. I mean, I'm not an RTS guy, but come on, it's there. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, they're all the ones that have come out for 360. Why haven't they ported those over to PS3 yet and given the option for keyboard and mouse?
Because that would make
They've
sense.
They've been so good with additional accessories. You can use any kind of, you know, headset, USB headset, plug that in, works just fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me use the other shit too.
Yeah,
especially for shooters.
Well, Command & Conquer's heading over to PS3, right?
Command & Conquer?
Yeah. The Red Alert 3?
Does it have like mouse keyboard support?
I want to say it does. I'm not positive. I don't know, but
you're talking out of your ass again.
No,
Dale.
I just thought you were talking about RTS is coming over to PS3 in general.
Yeah. Hardly any.
Yeah, RTS on the PS3.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want it for shooters mostly, but you guys can have it for the RTS stuff too. Number nine, he wants game pirates to be caned in public.
Nice. I'll pay
they
to see
just
that.
Use their internet. Anyway, last one, number 10. He wants somehow getting more than 1 hour of gaming time a night.
Yes.
I can't help you with that.
That'd be nice.
That sounds about average for me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's on average. Unless that's probably what it's about, right? Like I like don't that. Get any in on Thursdays because I got to talk to you two jerk stores. But
right.
Are we the topic of your jerk store session today?
For today, just, yes.
This is the prototype.
The, could be playing Left 4 Dead, but no.
Fallout
Jason
3.
And Chris time. They like to call it quality time. I like to call it hell.
Anyway, he ends with a Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho.
What'd you bag. Call my mama?
Yep.
Ho,
Merry Christmas.
Merry
and
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you very much, Black Skimmer. Email? That was a good email. I like that email.
I think so, too.
Good stuff on there.
Yeah.
All right, this is my last email of the night. This is from Jack Bauer. It says, hey again, guys.
Don't
what do
me.
I want for Christmas? Yep, or me. What do I want for Christmas? Well, are you familiar with the phrase, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth? Yeah. Well, I don't need both, but I would like the front left tooth, which got knocked out recently, ironically, by hitting my tooth on the sink while brushing my teeth.
Ow, what the hell?
Apparently brushing his teeth, slipped and fell. Some crazy shit happened.
His dude like,
knocked
oh,
his tooth
fell,
out.
Okay. I was going to say he's either 4 foot tall.
Crazy or... shit happened. He's just peering over the edge there and got a little too close.
Like, I know Kiefer says it's kind of short, but...
Alternatively, I would like Jeff to admit that season 6 of 24 was good and that he loved it. Do you think
the first half?
Make this,
I will,
this
I will
man's
agree with
Christmas,
the first half.
Christmas wish come true.
Well, we'll have to wait for Christmas. I don't believe in giving gifts early.
Hey, Retribution is Sunday. You gonna be watching it?
Yeah.
What is
24 Retribution? Right? Is that it?
Yep.
The one that they made the 2-hour special thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll check it out. Can't be worse than season 6.
You're crushing his Christmas hopes. But he does say thanks, guys, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday! I really want Mark to send us an MP3 of him saying that.
I know. I was so hoping he would hop on Skype or something. But
yeah, I didn't see him on Skype at all, so I don't know. Maybe we didn't have him on our list. That could be. Sorry, Mark.
I delete him all the time. I don't like that Mark guy. He's shifty.
Cool. Thank you, Jack Bauer.
Thank you.
So I'm done with emails. Do I have anything else? Holy shit. What's this? It's a voicemail, I think.
Wait, we have a voicemail?
For real? Hey, guys. This is Tom, or Mad Scientist 18 on VG Evo.
Yo, what's up, buddy?
And also, that's my PSN ID. So I want to chime in on what I wanted for Christmas for your question of the week.
Okay.
Before I get started, I also wanted to wish you guys a happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Really long, shitty day at work on Friday and be able to come home and watch you guys. You had me laughing hysterically. So
awesome.
It was a great episode.
Saw people
and,
stupider
the,
than everyone
the good
else.
Good laughs on Friday night. So I have three games that I want for Christmas this year. The first game is Rock Band 2. So I've heard... I've had the old Guitar Heroes, and I've loved those a lot, but I kind of want to upgrade to a full band, because when I have people over for parties and we're drinking and stuff, I think it'd be pretty fun to have drums and singing and all that kind
Damn
of stuff.
Right.
I played Rock Band 1 before at a friend's house, and I really enjoyed it. So I've only had the Guitar Heroes, so I'm kind of want to upgrade to a full band. And it seems like Guitar Hero World Tour isn't as great as the Rock Band 2 from what I've heard on your guys' podcasts and other podcasts and PS Nation. Podcast. They've all kind of seemed like Rock Band is the way to go. So I think I'm going to ask for that for Christmas.
Good choice.
The second game is, I've been reading some of my posts in the forum, it's the Mirror's Edge game. My stupid Blockbuster doesn't have it in, so I'm going to have to, I wanted to rent the game because I've heard it's not that long of a game. I really loved the demo and I wanted to play it really badly this past few weeks. I wanted to run it and go through the story and have fun and enjoy it. Because the whole time trial speed thing probably isn't my thing. So, but none of my Blockbusters here in Buffalo have the game. So I know Blockbusters carry it because I've seen online that Blockbusters do carry it, but ours are stupid and they do not carry it. So
you're in Buffalo.
It's going to be on my Christmas list this year so I can maybe pick that game up. And... my last game that I really want to get now, partly because of Jeff and listening to your guys' podcast, is Fallout 3. So you guys were talking it up a lot. And I was talking to Jeff on the Shout box a few days ago, and he highly recommended it. I'm not an FPS kind of guy, so I was kind of iffy about whether I'd like it or not. I'm more than RPGs and that kind of thing, but he said it has some RPG-like quality, so I want to thank Jeff, because I ended up writing that instead at Blockbuster, because I was just itching for a new game to play, and since I couldn't play Mirror's Edge, I went for Fallout 3, and it freaking kicked. It kicks ass, man. It's nice. I can't believe how big the world is and how beautiful the graphics are. It's just stunning. It's amazing. I suck at the game because I'm not good at shooting things and that kind of aspect of video games. I suck, but it's fun. It's the graphics are amazing, and I think I'm gonna put that on the top of my list with Mirror's Edge for Christmas this year. So
good.
I think that's it, guys. So those are the three games I want for Christmas, and hopefully I get them, because I'm a poor-ass bastard. I'm in grad school, and I don't have much money, so I really don't have a lot of money to spend on video games, and Christmas is one of those times when I can pick up a few games here and there from families and, you know, friends and
Santa whatnot. Claus.
So, all right, so have a Merry Christmas, guys, and thanks. Later.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy birthday.
definitely get Rock Band.
Yeah, Rock Band 2, definitely over Guitar Hero.
Yes.
I partially
because
that.
We need to choose a camp. Like, I'm done with Guitar Hero. Like, I can't afford to keep buying all these rhythm games and shit, so I need one support.
One's good. Stick
with
it.
Rock Band.
Yeah.
I actually forgot to mention this. I did play a lot more Guitar Hero World Tour last weekend as well. And one of the things that really drove me nuts is how you activate the star power, because remember, it's, you know, it's hit the two symbols to activate star power. Well, when you're in the middle of in the middle of a combo and you're in the middle of drumming, you can't, you know, get out of your combo to hit both symbols and then get right back into your combo very easily, and most of the time when you do it, you end up losing your combo, and it's frustrating. Because, you know, you lose a lot of score. And then there's the fact that if one of your band members fails out, they all fail out. It's like you fail the song, that's it.
No.
So there's no saving or anything like that. And I don't know. It didn't feel as good, you know, when I was playing it. It didn't feel like it was... I definitely noticed what Jeff was talking about with the way that, like, if you miss a note, the next note is the one that goes away.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely noticed that. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that they need to fix. It's not, if you look across the board, you know, Rock Band is getting better ratings from critics, and there's a reason. There's, you know, Rock Band is the better game, and it does have a much larger set list. It has the much more downloadable content. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Rock Band all the way. We are a Rock Band camp.
Yeah, that's the big thing for me, is the downloadable content has been consistent on Rock Band. It has been since Rock Band the first one. They haven't stopped. And I'm not sure if it's just the negative stigma that Activision has or whatever. I just don't feel that Harmonix is in it to rip people off. I feel that they're actually in it for the gamers, and they want us to have the best experience possible. So
agreed.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, Rock Band's the game that keeps on giving. I can't think of a game I've played as regularly as I've played as Rock Band in a long time.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Just to go to what Jeff said, I definitely agree, and, you know, they have put out downloadable content every week, and they started with just like three songs a week. Now they're up to six songs a week. I mean, sometimes they have 10 songs
full
out
albums,
in a week.
It's
full albums out. Yeah. Foo Fighters came out last week. It was awesome. I downloaded that. It was great. So I mean, and I definitely feel the same way that Jeff does as far as the way they treat their customers. I really feel like Activision is more concerned about the consumer enjoying the product. You know, they both want to make money. You know, that's obvious. But I really think that
when Activision comes out publicly and says that they're canceling some games, and the reason they let some games go is because they couldn't make them into a yearly franchise, I was like, blow me. That basically just says we just want to rehash shit again and again and again to get money.
Yeah, I thought that was shitty too.
When Activision said that, it also meant my conspiracy theory that meter went off the roof, because same thing went in hand with the Blizzard announcement of StarCraft being split into three parts. Well, hey, that's Activision
saying. Yeah, what the fuck
saying,
is that about?
Yeah. And then they came on like, no, we absolutely positively say that that's not the reason we did it. We're doing it because we think it's going to be a better experience for the consumer, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, 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 less is
better. You're doing
it
because you're hanging out with Activision. That's why you're doing it.
It was terrible. And with the Fallout 3 thing, Matt Scientist, I'm glad you bought it. I'm happy you liked the game because one thing that, when I big up a game, especially like in the shout box and whatever, and then I recommend it to somebody, and then I always have the feeling as, oh, crap, if they don't like it, I'm going to look like a douche. Because I did the same thing with Chris, with Lair. Like, I bought Lair day one after the first solo. I actually liked it. And we're telling you, Chris, on GF. I was like, dude, it's actually not that bad. Don't listen to the reviews. Go out and buy it. It's not that bad. Trust me, it's good. And I remember that day I talked to you, I went home and played the game more. And I was like, this game is a piece of shit. Yeah, I was like, okay, hopefully Chris is online right now. I'm like, no, it's too late.
with Jeff, you got to give it about a week or so for it to sink in.
That's true.
An honest answer. He's easily excitable.
Doom Human is the best shit ever.
Oh shit!
Oh my god! But okay. No, I'm glad because he was going through there. I remember he was saying how he likes Japanese role playing games and not hate shooters. And someone's like, "Well, it's like a first person shooter." I'm like, "No, it's more RPG with first person shooter elements." I'm like, "Have you ever played Oblivion?" I'm like, expected the yes. And I'm like, well, if you liked Oblivion, you'll love Fallout. But he's like, no, I've never played Oblivion. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, you'll still really like it. Trust me, dude. Just go out and do it. So I'm happy you like it.
I don't play it like a shooter at all.
So. I use VATS all the time.
Yep, yeah. Same here.
So, yeah, from what I understand, the way to play it is to go, you know, you run up and you use VATS. And, you know, when your action points are gone, then you either, you know, take cover until you restore them all.
Restore your VATS.
Yeah. That's when it turns into a shooter type game when you're out of action points. So, I mean, and you know what really got me, Jeff, what really made me turn around and say, hey, I really want to buy it now, is when you told me that the leveling up is not nearly as complicated as Oblivion.
Oh, God, no.
Because that drove me insane in Oblivion.
I know. Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that way. I think that's why it's doing a lot better than Oblivion did, actually. Like, Oblivion did really well, but I think a lot more people are getting into Fallout for that one reason.
And I was really worried about it.
The other one you mentioned is Mirror's Edge, and that's actually on my list of things to buy also, or one of my suggestions for the holidays. Because, I mean, I absolutely love this game, and, you know, Jeff and Jason, I know you guys don't have it yet, and Dale, I don't think you do either, but
no.
I've never had this much fun with a game in the first-person perspective.
Yeah.
That's what I can say about it. Of course I haven't played Fallout 3 yet, so who knows where that'll go. But you know, it's very unique, it's very different, and it's just a very cool experience. So I definitely suggest it to anybody who can take the motion.
Cool.
If you don't get motion sickness, go get Mirror's Edge.
Even if you do, just keep a bucket handy.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Just puke and you blah, oh, that's so cool. Blah, blah, blah. Awesome.
I think Penny Arcade did a comic on that, didn't they?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they did. It's like, oh, wait, no, I'm almost past this part in the demo. I finished it. All right.
I didn't find it that bad. Nice.
Anyway, that's it for emails, voicemails. Hey, we got some forum stuff, though, that I just want to burn through real quick.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Heavenly Scimitar wants, I want a Shino for Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. She'd actually put that in the chat.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike O'Hara, I want to win the Find a Fourth contest. If I don't get that present, I want a 32 gig iPod Touch from Chandra, of course. That's dear. Dizzy wants his two front teeth. Get in line behind Jack Bauer.
That's right.
Who else we got? Tawny wants a puppy. Who's Tawny, Jeff?
Oh, God. She wants a puppy.
Uh-oh.
Wants a puppy. Skimmer still wants to kill Mario. Five Cobras wants a Unistrike with complete Kung Fu action grip. I've got many of them. I'll send you
one. That's awesome.
If you pre-order, you get a free hat.
Yeah, you can get either a pure hat or an NBA The Show hat or whatever.
Yeah, I think I just donated those to Goodwill today. So. They're gone. Spoiler alert says, more games with discussion trees. And he winks. I don't know if he's serious. Scott the Sow says, in terms of games, not much. I can't wait until Christmas to play with that which is available now. Very, very true. And I think that is it.
Awesome.
We got everybody's Christmas list in. Santa has been informed.
Cool. Well, what do you guys suggest to people to get for Christmas? during
what
the
What do I suggest or what do I want?
What should we start with?
Let's do a suggestion thing.
What we want is going to be different because a lot of us have bought some of these
things. Yeah, it's going to be what we suggest.
So, what do you got? Because
our
opinions
are
looking for games for a gamer. Yeah. What do you suggest
they
get?
In our very expert opinion.
Oh, yeah, very expert.
From these seasoned vets.
In our jerk store douchebag opinion.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's break it down. Should we do like consoles and like handheld stuff?
Let's start with
360.
No, start with handheld. 360. We'll work from the bottom, go up.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Why not?
Handhelds. PSP.
Sure. Yeah.
PSP. Go, Dale.
All right. I traded in my PSP for a DS Lite, so I kind of had a little struggle here coming up with some PSP games. I'm sorry.
You're getting lots of hate mail.
No.
Yeah.
From us.
I'm just prefacing my PSP list with this right now. But number three, I like this one on consoles, and it came out a little earlier this year, but it's still kind of towards the holidays. It's flat out head on. If you like Demolition Derby Racing, like the old school Destruction Derby games, I have flat out on Ultimate Carnage on 360. I have a blast. I still throw it in and play online every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's my number three.
Cool. What else you got?
Number two is Luminous 2. I really like the first Luminous on PSP.
Ooh, yes.
Nice.
And, I still play the original on XBLA, so. You know, I'm pretty sure it's mostly more of the same, but, you know, that'd be a good thing because I always got, you can't go wrong just, you know, whether you're sober or drunk, Luminous is a awesome experience.
That's so true.
And for my number one, I missed out on this one on the PS1, and I just heard of the remake, and if I still had a PSP, this one would be a day one buy, and that is Star Ocean, The First Departure.
All
right, cool.
I'm interested in that one too.
I missed it too.
So you got to get a PSP again and let me know how that game is.
Yeah,
I kind of want it.
Yeah, I wanted to get.
So you're gonna make Dale spend the money and let you know how it is first.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do with you guys too.
Why not?
Now, if I would get a PSP again, it'd definitely be the PSP 3000 because that looks like a very. I had a chance to try Coworkers that one, and I like it's a lot lighter and. You know, just the upgrades that it had to the old SKUs looked a lot more appealing.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Very cool. Who's next? Go ahead, Jason.
I don't know. All right, I will. Wipeout Pure. It's my first PSP choice.
Nice.
Because that's probably one of the most gorgeous, games. Very, very slick.
It's only which one's the newer one, Pulse or Pure? Wise.
I'm sorry. Did I say
Pulse
Pure
is
or Pulse?
The new
whatever
one.
I think Pulse is the new one.
I meant
yeah. Pulse is
I'm
the
sorry,
new one.
I meant Pulse then. Okay, I don't know my shit. I'm going home.
All right. Wait, our expert opinions. You heard him here first.
Yeah, our expert opinions. No, damn it.
Super Mario Brothers 3 is a perfect game for your NES.
Next one is Space Invaders Extreme.
Oh,
that's
on my list.
This gets a lot of play. Oh, really?
Yeah.
This game is super fun. So this is how you redo, a really old classic game like this.
No shit.
Bring
Take notes,
today.
People.
They knocked this one out of the fucking park.
Definitely.
I love it.
Especially for 20 bucks, man.
Huge deal.
Yeah, definitely a good deal. If you have a PSP, you need to be trying this game out. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. My last one is SNK Arcade Classics Volume 1. There's like 16 games on there. All kinds of really, really cool SNK stuff. You know, they got Baseball Stars and Super Baseball 2020 and some fighting games. And I have so much fun with it. That one and Space Invaders get the most playtime. In my PSP. And the perfectly suited to, handheld gaming and play in the car. Or, just pick it up while I'm editing the podcast, waiting for something to encode or something. So
yeah.
Quick and dirty and fun.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Jeff, you want to go next?
Sure. I just got two for the PSP. Number two, I guess. Well, no specific order, but same with Jason, Wipeout Pulse. Great game. First of all, it's cheap. I think it's only $30 anyway, isn't it, out the gate?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Launched at that, yeah. So, great game. Not a huge step above Pure, but enough to
warrant
the purchase.
But it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be. Pure was awesome.
Exactly. So, it's really awesome. Get it. And, of course, the God of War Chains of Olympus is number one. That's like freaking totally
badass
fucking
game.
Awesome. Yeah. Exactly. If you're at all a God of War fan... perfect port. Not even a port. I mean, so they perfectly got the whole feeling and sense of God of War on the handheld, definitely, which definitely. I think they can do. And it really shows what the PSP can do too when it's fully unlocked. So yeah, definitely go for that.
I totally agree. That was on my list as well, God of War, Chains of Olympus. I would go as far as to say that God of War is the best game on the PSP, in my opinion. So definitely worth the effort. If you like God of War games, this is a new chapter. It's fantastic. The story is really good. It's not as epic as the PS2 versions, but it's definitely the most epic game you will play on the PSP.
Yeah,
I agreed.
We already said Space Invaders Extreme, awesome game. I'm also going to throw Jeanne d'Arc in the mix because that is a fantastic strategy RPG. And hell, if you are into strategy RPGs, you need to play this game because it's fucking awesome. Just absolutely.
I second that.
Agreed. I thirded it.
All right, let's. We'll go in reverse now. I'll start with DS. How about that?
All right. Go for it.
So DS, it was really hard for me to think of something for DS. for three. So I did what I could. Zelda Phantom Hourglass, because it's Zelda and it's for the DS. It is a good game. As long as you're patient enough to deal with the one dungeon that you have to go back to every single time, you'll probably enjoy it a lot. Professor Layton in The Curious Village, fantastic game. I would suggest this to anybody, especially if you're into like the brain training games and that type of stuff. I mean, I have my best friend's mom plays this game all the time, and you know, I bowl with, you know, her husband on my bowling league, and yesterday she was there the entire 3 hours playing this game while we were bowling.
Wow.
So it's good for everybody, you know, and women, men, children, adults, it doesn't matter. This game is just that good. And of course, you know, what DS list wouldn't be, what DS list wouldn't be complete without Castlevania Order of Ecclesia. this is easily the best one on the DS in my opinion. And I still go as far as to say it's the best one since Symphony of the Night. And it's actually hard. You know, this is something that most of the Metroidvanias haven't been able to do, is make an actual difficult game. And this one is difficult. So that's my DS list. I definitely suggest Castlevania to anybody.
So. Cool.
Oh, good list. I forgot about Professor Layton.
Oh. Professor Layton is... I was helping Stephanie, my best friend's mom, I was helping her with some of the puzzles yesterday. And I was like, I need to go back and play this game. Why did I stop playing this game? You know, because it is, it's so good and it's so interesting and different. And yeah, I need to go back to that. I'm pulling that game out of my backlog and starting to play it next week.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that gets released early gets kind of lost in the shuffle for a bit.
Jeff.
My turn? Yes, number one is Cooking Mama Pita Edition. everyone needs that.
Who gives a shit?
No, Professor Layton was actually on mine as well. I honestly did not play too much DS this year at all, but that was definitely one of the games that was pretty damn cool. Again, Phantom Hourglass. And the last one isn't even out yet, but I know it's going to be awesome. And a lot of people miss out the first time, and that's Chrono Trigger. So,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was on mine. Yeah.
I toyed with that one.
The Witch, sorry?
I toyed with that one, putting that one on my list. But.
Did you? Yeah, I know. I haven't played the original for more than like half an hour, so I know I'm going to be picking that up for sure.
Yeah, definitely get it then.
Cool.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Jason, do it.
I have Sonic Chronicles.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I picked that up, and it is actually pretty damn fun. I was really surprised by it. I had high hopes, too, and I think BioWare did a great job with it. Some of the voice acting is like, takes me right back to like Sonic X, the cartoon, the American stuff.
Oh, God.
It's nasty, but
Jaleel White.
You know, it's classic Sega cheese, I guess. You know, so they definitely captured that. You know, if you guys remember back to like Sonic Adventure, you know, all their interwoven relationships and how deep those are. Actually, it's like Amy trying to flirt with Sonic or whatever. But, no, the combat's actually solid. So it's a really cool RPG, actually. So
cool.
I suggest it. I also had Castlevania, Order of Ecclesia, on there. I can't wait for Lisa to beat it, because then I'm going to take over.
Nice.
And play it. So from what I played, definitely like. And I haven't liked any of the other, you know, Castlevania, the DS versions.
Really? Oh, well, that's a big
I just couldn't get into them. So I can't say that I hated them. They were just, you know, I don't know.
I know what it is. It's because she's hot, isn't it?
Yeah, the back tattoo. That's what did it for me. The raven-haired beauty. Hello. And the last one was anything with a Z at the end of it. Just anyone's fine. Like, you know, Super Pet Factory Hawaiian Luau Rescue. I would love that. Let's make that one happen, Santa.
Homie Rollers, yeah.
That's my list.
Dale, take it away.
All right. A couple of them were already mentioned here. Number 3, Sonic Chronicles, are pretty much almost the exact same reasons as Dave before.
Nice.
Number 2, same with Jeff's here, are Chrono Trigger. So
nice.
All right.
Yeah, I only had a chance to briefly check that one out too, so I'm really looking forward to being able to rediscover it. And number 1, this one just came out last week, and I completely forgot about it until I heard it was out, and that is the return of Gridiron Greatness, and I'm talking about Tecmo Bowl Kickoff.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, wow. Tecmo Super Bowl was awesome. I missed my 100-yard passes and 100-yard field goals. I
and 100-yard
field goals.
No, dude, it's yes. ridiculous.
Just pass it to Bo, you're good.
I am highly anticipating bringing it back to the DS. So glad to see that franchise make its return.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool.
That's my list.
You know, I think the only reason that I didn't put Chrono Trigger on is that because I have a hard time paying like $40 for that particular game, I think.
But you've played it already, though, right?
Yeah, I played it already, though. And that was the only thing that I was kind of hemming and hawing about. But.
Yeah, that's my big thing, too. I've already paid for Chrono Trigger twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I think I'm done. And the first time I paid for it, it was like $70.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on cart.
That's when it first came out.
Super Nintendo.
Yeah, on Super NES, on cart. Yeah, it was about $70.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like $100 here. So that makes sense.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool. All right, Dale, you get to start with the Wii.
Oh, I thought we were skipping the Wii.
Oh, are we skipping the Wii? Okay. Well.
No, I'm just kidding.
Aw, do we have to? No. All right.
Well, you sold yours, so you might not have anything on your list.
I got a couple that number 3, I actually put Wii Fit for number 3 for me because, you know, I put my fair share of gaming on the couch, and I can stand to lose a few pounds, and Wii Fit actually looks like it may do the trick from some other people I talked to. So I was like, sure, why not? I'll put Wii Fit on there. Because if I did own a Wii, I would actually give it a try. So, and number 2, right. I did play this earlier this year. I liked it. And my friends here, Super Smash Brothers Brawl, you know, okay. It's pretty much the same as the other ones. If you played them, you know, it's more of the same greatness. And I thought the new adventure mode, just making a somewhat cohesive story with all the Nintendo characters and just, you know, give it that dose of Smash Brothers wackiness and boom, instant winner. And number 1, I'm a sucker for Mario Kart. So, you know, Mario Kart Wii, and I got a chance to play this. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to play this too. And I thought the track designs were a big step up over Double Dash. I was very disappointed with Double Dash. Yeah. The two driver gimmick didn't do it for me, but the thing that really disappointed me with Double Dash was a very uninspired track design. Other than a couple tracks, it kind of, once I unlocked everything, I was done with it. But I really liked the track design in Mario Kart Wii, and yeah, so that's my number 1.
Cool.
Jason. Yeah, definitely staples. Mario Kart's an awesome one. Smash Brothers, definitely have to get those. I chose some different ones. First pick is Boom Blocks. Mm-hmm. I think that's nice. As well. Got to have that. That's a great multiplayer game. I mean, we've had a ton of fun with that game multiplayer.
Yeah,
the next one I picked was Sam and Max season 1.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good.
I think it's actually suited
that's
for
on
the system,
Wii?
Actually.
Yeah, yeah. Sam and Max episode 1 and 2, right?
Didn't even know that was even on the system at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that'd be an awesome choice. I love the series. But the last one is... this was the personal one that I want. It's Wario Land. Shake It. 2D platformer. Mm-hmm. awesome viral marketing campaign as well. But the Wario Land games are very, very solid platformers. I dig them a lot. So it's cool to see, you know, this kind of, you know, gameplay actually show up as like a, you know, a disc title on the Wii. It's neat.
Cool.
So as much as I bitch about all the Imagines games and stuffs, they do some cool stuff every now and again.
Yeah. Are there any downloadable titles that you guys want to mention on the Wii?
On the Wii? I think I had one. Yeah, World of Goo, actually. That's getting a shit ton of good reviews. For good reason, too. It's an awesome game. A lot of fun. I've got it on the PC. But yeah, it was cool seeing that go to WiiWare. I'm glad people are picking it up and liking it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That no surprises here. I'm going Mario Kart, like Dale. Mario Kart's Mario Kart. It's awesome. Even though they did dumb it down a little bit, that's kind of saying a lot, actually, considering it's Mario Kart. But Mario Kart Boom Blocks is definitely my number one. That game is actually really original and really good. And they're actually making a sequel. Actually, EA came out and said they were making a sequel to it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yep. Sweet. And my last one is, again, like Dale, Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Because it's a good party game.
Cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything you guys have has been mentioned. So the only thing I had differently on here was I put Mario Galaxy. If you don't have Mario Galaxy already, you need to get it. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Yeah, true.
And I said World of Goo, too, as far as, like, downloadable content, because, I mean, it's probably the best. It's the highest-rated game on WiiWare right now, as far as I know.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure. And then, Mario Kart and Super Smash Bros. Brawl. So, Boom Blocks is definitely a good choice. I totally forgot to put that on here. I don't know how I missed it.
Motherfucking Boom Blocks.
Yeah. All right, where should we go next? Should we go
downloadable PS3 or 360? First? Or do you want to hit... Okay, you want to do that first? Which one?
Which one? PS3 or 360?
Doesn't matter. Or we have downloads, too.
Well, yeah, I'm throwing downloads in with it.
Downloads at the end? All right, cool. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Flip a coin.
All right. PS3. I flipped a coin in my head. It came up.
Yeah, nice.
It came up whatever you thought it was PS3.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
That's right. I put down, even though I don't have it yet, I put down Resistance 2. Mm-hmm. Just because of all the press it's getting, and you know, eight player co-op, I still want to play that. I don't care if it's like Orange and the AI is stupid. I still want to try
Orange.
There's a lot of orange.
There is a lot of orange in that one level.
There is. There's a lot of orange.
It's a fun game with eight people. It's a blast. It's a lot of fun.
I put Valkyria Chronicles on my list. Nice. I honestly have never had this much fun with a strategy-based RPG, and it's definitely worth it. And I mean, Jeff, have you even played the demo yet? Did you ever?
No,
get
I haven't
that?
Yet. Actually,
dude,
I have a
play
lot
the demo.
Download.
You
Please
will like it.
PSN, actually,
you will
I'm gonna
like
give it.
It
a shot.
Yeah, and number one, of course, I mean, Little Big Planet. I mean, how can you not suggest that to people? I mean, I keep hearing other people talking about how game of the year, game of the year, game of the year. And I have to say, rightfully so. I mean, this is something it really is the next step in platform games, I think. And, you can say what you want about the 3D Mario games. You can say what you want about all those. I really think that Little Big Planet is the next step in the platforming genre.
Cool.
I'll disagree with that, but we'll talk about that on a different show. Anyway, I'm not hating on Little Big Planet. I just don't think I don't think platforming is its strongest
it's not.
Suit.
It's the weakest, but I agree.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Me? I'm gonna go with Little Big Planet is number three. Again, I think I have the same concerns, not concerns or gripes that Jason has, but as what it's doing and as being innovative as a whole, I think everyone should at least try it out. And I think anyone can find some kind of enjoyment out of it, no matter how old you are and what kind of game you are. That's for sure. So that's definitely one to check out. Number two, Wipeout HD. Yeah, it's something else I was going to use that for. So I'm just going to throw this two in here.
You turn.
So Jeff, well, any downloadable titles here?
You know what? I'm just going to say it can work both ways. Wipeout HD is, I don't care if you have a PS3, you need that game. there.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
And my dad I'm with you too, obviously. If not, if you don't, if you're not attached to the internet for some reason, you're probably not listening to this podcast, but you should also just throw in Resistance 2 instead. My number one is Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah,
you need that if you have a PS3. I think it's one of the best games of the year. Never mind, it's probably the best game on PlayStation 3. And it's totally kick-ass, the coolest.
Super fucking the awesomest.
Pretty much.
Cool. Jason, what do you think?
I think we haven't mentioned Rock Band 2 yet. So I'm going to put it in right now.
All right.
Rock Band 2. And we've talked about that a little bit. A few
little
times
bit.
Here and there.
Yeah,
I also did put in Little Big Planet. And you know what? For what it might be lacking platforming wise, I mean, it more than makes up for an innovation and creativity and getting community stuff. And yeah, as Jeff said, you know, there's a little something for everyone in there. So that this is a total must buy. But the third one I put in, I didn't put in Resistance. I put in Soul Calibur 4.
Nice. All right.
Because, you know, it's been a really, really solid fighter, and everyone I've talked to does really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, And so even if you're not a hardcore fighting fanatic, I think you can get some enjoyment out of it.
And damn, even if you get your ass handed to you by Mike O'Hara over and over, it's still a fun game.
I'll still take it. Definitely. Downloadable stuff, I mean, that's an easy choice. I mean, Wipeout HD, without a doubt.
Yeah. Agreed.
Although
I had that on my list next to the Wipeout, the downloadable portion.
Yeah. And there's tons of other stuff, you know, downloadable, but, I mean, Wipeout takes it hands down, I think. In my eyes, anyway.
And let's not forget that Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 2 is coming out next week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say in like a week or two, so... That would be my top choice.
Wait till we get to the downloadable segment, people.
Personally, though, what I want, and I didn't put it on my list, but it's Valkyria.
Chronicles.
Yeah. I keep wanting to say Kyrie from, like, Devil May Cry 4.
So like, Kyrie.
Spelled, like, the exact same way.
Whiny bitch.
Nero is a whiny bitch. No, I'm super hyped for that game. I've been kind of putting it off because I know that it's going to consume me. You know, I love games like this, and the demo just blew me away. So I'm waiting to free up some time.
Cool.
Awesomeness. Awesome. Dale.
All right. I had a tough time. I had a couple I had to edge off here off my for the three most, but for a couple consolations, I'll quickly put Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah,
and Little Big Planet. I had a few other ones that had a rank a little higher, but you know, pretty much what you guys said about Little Big Planet is, I think everyone should at least try it out. I only rented it, I didn't buy it, but no, I think it's someone definitely a game everyone should try out. And so number three on here is Buzz TV. I'm a sucker for trivia.
Oh,
yes.
Damn it! I forgot about.
I almost put that one on my list.
Very cool.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, you know, I don't know if you guys, you ever play like those little trivia machines at restaurants or anything that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, bars, really.
Yeah, bars.
Yeah.
It's usually naked ladies behind the puzzle.
That's right. You get two people to do the one where you have to match up the what's wrong, what's missing from each picture.
Yeah.
You get like four people.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that and creating your own quizzes too? Come on, that's awesome.
Yeah,
Cool. Ones you can do online and... Yeah, creating your quizzes really appealed with me and sharing them with your friends. So even if it is about the most niche stuff that maybe you and your close circle of friends may know about, that kind of stuff is just...
Yeah,
that definitely does it for me.
Yeah, but isn't it cool seeing it on, like inside the game, you know, not on a forum or anything like that. Yeah. It's actually in the game. It's like, holy shit, that's PS Nation quiz. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I still have to download
it. I got 100%, by the way.
Did you?
I did. Nice. Oh, yeah, I totally rocked that one.
I missed a couple, unfortunately. Sorry, guys. No.
All right. We won't tell anyone.
Sweet.
Yeah. Your secret's safe with us.
I trust you. All right, number two be MotorStorm 2. I really like the first one.
Cool.
And it looks like the sequel's doing everything it is to remedy the few gripes they have the original game. So, I mean, you got a whole new, fresh... coating of scenery with the Pacific Islands and all that. So, and you actually have local split screen. That was a big gripe I had at the first ones. Now I can actually have friends over and play. Yeah, so MotorStorm 2, definitely. And number one, even though I listed a few little gripes with it earlier, being overly difficult on Dale-friendly setting, Resistance 2, definitely number one, Resistance 2, because that campaign, I love the Resistance lore and the storyline, and just the Resistance universe, I am really digging, and as much problems as I am having with my lack of skills ores with the campaign, it is worth all the constant shouting out at the TV and all the Chimera. So that, and a little bit of time I did have with the online, I'm very optimistic with what that has in store for me. So yeah, Resistance 2 top of my list.
Cool.
Awesome. All right. 360. Dale, you can start there.
All right, cool. 360. Number three, the one we already talked about a lot earlier, Left 4 Dead. Pretty much what you guys stated earlier, Dave. Awesome co-op fun.
Number two,
Fallout 3.
Fallout.
I guess I always kind of associated the Bethesda games more on a PC and Xbox side of things. So, I don't know. It was the same thing on PS3. I'd recommend it just as much for PS3. And I only had a chance to put a few hours in so far, but I could tell that this is going to be the same crazy time sink it was for Oblivion for me. I love the Bethesda-style RPGs, and I didn't have a problem with Oblivion, but I thought Oblivion was awesome, and Fallout is work. I like the change of atmosphere, get out of the fantasy world and the post-apocalyptic future kind of thing with the raiders and all that, and the crazy 50s stuff, throw that in, and it's a great common surefire winner. So yeah, Fallout 3 is number two. Number one is Gears of War 2. Yeah.
Oh, what a surprise!
Yeah, what a surprise.
Didn't see that one coming. Gears of War?
Original Gears, yeah. No, Gears of War 2 definitely did everything And it's hard for sequels to do a lot better than the originals and all that, but Gears of War 2 is one of those games I thought that definitely blew the first one. I'm not going to say blow it out of the park or anything, but it kind of really improved a lot of the things I didn't think it was hard. The original Gears, it didn't have that much of a story at all. And this one, actually, I thought I really dug the story that it introduced with all the characters, we're knocking on the Dominic and Maria photo and all that. Actually, I got invested into that storyline. I thought it was good, and he had a good payoff towards it, I thought. And the story did a lot for me. The campaign did a lot for me. Very satisfied with how the campaign went, especially, a lot of gameplay diversity. And the Horde mode is just awesome. So, yeah, Gears of War 2, easy number one.
Cool. Nice. Jason?
Batman Lego. Lego Batman. Super fun. Love this game. So, it's multi-platform, so you can get it for whatever, but, I think there's going to be a lot of, family purchases of, the arcade system this year, so.
Yeah.
I think this would go hand in hand with them.
Cool. Yeah, good point.
Next one, no real surprise, Fallout 3. Absolutely loving the game. I think we talked about that a lot, though. And the last one, no surprise either, Left 4 Dead. Even though my heart's, invested in the PC version, I want those 360 people to enjoy my joy as well. Or share the same kind of experience that I'm having.
I have a feeling we're all going to be in similar area here on this one.
Yeah, I think so. Downloadable. Man, Chris, you're doing Castle Crashers, I'm assuming.
Of course.
I don't think that's surprising anyone. I got to go with a different one then. So, Uno, I think.
Yeah, nice. You can use avatars.
Uno or Pinball FX. Yeah, that's true. You can use your live avatars now.
Mm-hmm.
No, I finally bought Pinball FX when the Street Fighter board came out. And I never knew how good of a game it was. It's really, really
cool. How much is Pinball FX?
It's $10. And then the boards are $2 or $3 or whatever. It's 200 space bucks. I don't know what that works out to be. But
I think one of the boards are free. The Bunkner's Bounty. That should be free.
Yeah, that one's free. Couple of the ones that they charge for is there's a Halloween themed one. There's the Street Fighter one, of course. So some of them are more premium or whatever.
I still got 2,000 space bucks left over.
Do it,
from
man.
That Target sale. So I might pick that up. I always hear Glenn talk about it, and I always just like, well, you know, Glenn's a pinball nut. But now I'm hearing you and Dale talk about it, and it's like, well, shit.
Yeah.
Now I want to get it.
It's fun, yeah. I'm loving the whole score chasing, you know, the Friends leaderboard. This is the first time that it's rare that I get into, you know, score chase or anything, but this is, you know, because it's a tight-knit little group and Street Fighter board, I'm like into it and shit.
Cool.
Like, hell yeah, cool. I gotta beat their score. I beat everyone's score.
Oh!
I win.
You suck.
Awesome. Jeff.
Okay. Just to let people know, too, I'm not putting in multi-platform games into my thing, so you don't think I'm crazy for not having certain titles, but
where the fuck's Fallout, Jeff?
Exactly.
Damn it.
Downloadable, I'm gonna have to go. I know Chris is gonna say Couch Crashers, but I have to go Couch Crashers for exclusive for 360 as well. Game is friggin' awesome. I just hope they hurry up and get a patch out, because I honestly haven't played it for that main reason, is because I want to enjoy it online. Game number three, I don't know if I'm not crazy or whatever, but if you're a role-playing game fan, Tales of Vesperia was amazing.
Yeah, and I almost put that one on.
And again, like I'm not a huge RPG fan. That's why I liked it more than maybe I should. And I have not gone through it all the way, but I definitely still want to. It's not like an RPG where I usually stop playing it and I don't go back to it, and I don't have no kind of like temptation to go back to it. I actually do want to, so probably just won't be till next year, but during the drought time. But unlike Lost Odyssey, which I did get further in, I don't really care if I beat Lost Odyssey. I actually do want to continue the story in Tales of Vesperia. So I think if you like role-playing games, this definitely should be on your list. Two, even though I just got the game yesterday, Jason couldn't say enough about it, and myself, Left 4 Dead, freaking awesome. Yes, the reviews are going to say it's short, single player, whatever. Multiplayer alone is worth it, and even if you are going to play it single player, the AI is actually really, really good, and they'll help you out, and really cool. And of course, number one, like our friend Dale said, Gears of War 2. It's,
oh my god!
Yeah,
what?
It's big surprise.
What an upset!
That's the thing, is it's not a big surprise at all. It's Gears 2, but this is actually it's not just hype. Like, it's actually, they took Gears 1 and stepped up in every single way possible. So it's not like necessarily like the Halos where kind of hype gets to it. It's actually worth it. It's a good step up from Gears. If you at all like the first one, pick up the second. You'll enjoy it.
Cool.
Definitely.
It's good times.
If you didn't like the first one,
Don't bother. Yeah, you're not going to like the second one. The gameplay hasn't changed enough to be like, hey, oh my god, it's now no longer shooter. It's now a strategy role-playing game or anything like that. But yeah, they basically fine tweaked the gameplay, but upped everything. Everything else is turned to 11. Gameplay was like turned to like basically from like an 8 to a 9. They're saying leaving some room there for some. There's still a little bit of glitches here and there, and there's still some little tweaking that could be done. But they improved it.
But they added the mobile shield.
That's kind of useless.
Called the boom shield. Only used it to get that.
A lot of people use it in multiplayer.
It is useful in horror.
Well, real quick, I already mentioned that my downloadable title of choice is Castle Crashers. I'm sure that's no surprise there. And as for my choices for 360, they're the exact same as Dale's. Fallout 3, and the funny thing is that I have three games on my 360 list. I haven't played any.
I've never even played.
Oh, no.
I know, but I won all three of them. So Fallout 3, Gears 2, Left 4 Dead. They're all three of them. I keep hearing all these great things, and I just cannot wait to get my hands on any one of these games. So this is going to be a very good weekend for me. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to get Fallout 3, and I'm going to get Left 4 Dead, and all will be well in the world. And Gears 2 is on my Christmas list. All will be well in the world as I kill zombies with three other people.
Hell,
it will be grand.
Yes. God, I love that game.
All right. Do we want to throw out like any honorable mentions? My honorable mention is like Mirror's Edge. Mirror's Edge you can get for PS3 or 360. I don't care what you get it for. The game's worth it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to throw out my multi-platform games just because whatever. No matter what system you have, get Fallout 3. Just get it. Yeah. Boom. I think every single one of us mentioned Fallout 3.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, every single one of us does. I think everyone will. Rock Band 2 is also on there. Yeah. Downloadable multi-platform, Bionic Commando Rearmed.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I missed that. Definitely Bionic Commando Rearmed.
I'm firing myself.
We're all fired. Jeff, this is your show now.
Oh, great. Hey, Dale, are you doing anything next Thursday?
Yay. No, I'm back. I'm better than ever. No, I got a quick one to throw in there, too. For downloadables, like you guys said, Castle Crashers and Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix Deluxe Gold Edition.
Yep.
Yes.
Those two for sure.
It's going to be good. I hope the online's good for that.
And also on PS3 downloadable, High Velocity Bowling.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, I just got into that.
It's online now, right?
Yeah, online with trophies now. So I just finally got it like a couple weeks ago, and no, it is very good. And I'm surprised that, you know, the motion bowling, motion control, six axis support works well.
Nice.
Cool.
Better than Wii Bowling.
One more throw it out there for PS3 owners, get BioShock. If you've never experienced it on PC or 360, get it.
Oh, they just put the secret map level challenge.
They did have the challenge rooms are up there now.
Yeah, $10.
Awesome. Wow.
They're $10.
Yeah.
Well, we covered
about them.
We covered a shit ton of games.
We did.
Yeah.
There's still stuff. There's a lot of other stuff.
Covered a shitload of consoles. Yeah. Didn't cover any PC shit.
Well, PC. Chris, what are we going to say
Left
for PC?
Dead.
Fallout 3, Left 4
Dead.
Left 4 Dead.
There we go.
I'm getting Left 4 Dead
for
PC.
Go out and get an MMO. So. Go get yourself some WoW. Go get some War. Whatever.
Whatever it is.
You'll have a good time.
Wrath of the Lich King just came out. There you go.
There you go.
Hey, go get Audio Surf, too. That's on Steam.
Oh, okay.
That's super fun.
Right, yeah.
People like the Spore, right?
And for all we know, Prince of Persia might be the game that ends all games, but it's not out yet. We have no idea really what it's like. But it could be in the running for Game of the Year if it is that good. So that show's not told next year.
So, are there any accessories you guys want to throw out there?
Yeah.
Ion Drum Kit. Oh, wait. That's my personal list. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I was going to say the PS3 Bluetooth headset with SOCOM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason I want SOCOM is for the headset.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong.
Have we heard any reviews on how good it is yet?
I've heard that it's like, I've heard it's as good as a USB headset.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Someone's actually told me. All right.
So. My brother has it. He says it works great.
Yeah.
The what?
I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
The Ion Drawing Kit is awesome. I want to throw out the PS3 chat pad that's coming out pretty soon. I like the. I actually use a Xbox 360 chat pad for text messaging, sending messages and stuff. And some games actually use it for inputting commands and whatever. And yes, my USB keyboard actually stopped working a couple months ago. So this is like the perfect time for it to come out. So yeah, PS3 chat pad.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I forgot about that.
Yeah
that does look cool.
Anything that is really cool.
I'm going to toss out Mad Catz makes the MIC controller. It's like a microphone, an integrated controller or something like that. So you've just got the microphone. It's got all the Xbox 360 buttons on it. So when you're playing Rock Band, you don't have to use a second controller to
fool around with this stuff.
Yeah, because Lisa always loses the other controller when she's on mic. So
yeah,
I don't know if they make it for the PS3, though. I didn't see it. I just saw it on 360, and I'm like, ooh, I want one of those.
How are the symbols? You're not going to recommend the symbols for Rock Band 2?
Oh, I think they work pretty well. I mean, I'm the one thing that I'm really wondering is if you can use the cymbals with like Guitar Hero World Tour with the game, because I mean it would be really cool to have to go out and get Rock Band and the cymbals and then be able to play with the cymbals on Rock Band on Guitar Hero World Tour. But I don't know if that works yet.
Chris, we already had the conversation. We're not on that side of the camp, buddy.
I know. But I have to.
There goes our sponsorship, asshole.
Yeah.
Harmonix, I love you.
I would say last one I wanted to throw out there is Street Fighter HD Remix is coming out. Street Fighter 4 is coming out. Go get yourself a fucking fighting stick.
Arcade stick.
Yeah. Stat.
Yeah.
Hori makes a pretty good one. I don't know how I feel about it with 2D fighters. A lot of people like them because they feel like Japanese sticks or whatever. But
I'll find
they're probably the best
25th.
Consumer quality, consumer grade ones out there right now.
And it's just the same price as a regular controller, so.
Yeah, $40. I mean, pretty much across the board.
Yeah. Cool. I think that's a wrap. Right.
That is a wrap.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's a lot of stuff.
Dale, anything else on your list? Dale?
I was looking. I didn't have it. I was thinking earlier when you guys were talking about Rock Band. For people that didn't choose to upgrade their drums, they got those drum pad silencers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are good.
Yeah, they are. One of our buddies has them. Says they work really well.
Yeah, that's so weird. I just want to throw that out real quick.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you tried them?
Yeah, my neighbor has them. They're good if you play on anything that is, well, this is from my experience. If you're playing medium or lower and some songs on hard, they're fine. If you're playing on expert or some of the harder hard songs, it makes the sensitivity way too low. So you miss a lot of notes even though you're hitting them.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because there's way too many notes you got to hit.
All right.
Never mind. Don't buy them. They suck.
They could have been a different brand. I don't know.
Maybe Jeff sucks and he was just missing notes. Who knows? Oh, damn silencer pads. Oh,
exactly.
Are these
regulation sticks? I don't think these sticks are regulation. Where'd you get this seat from? It has arms. I can't do it. I can't sit in this chair.
Ah, cool. All right. Well, let's move on to new releases, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. I can't wait. I gotta prepare.
Did any of these make our list?
Yeah, actually, one of them did. All right, here we go. For the Wii.
Wii.
Ski and Shoot. Skate City Heroes. AMF Bowling World Lanes. Mm-hmm. Winter Sports: The Next Challenge. And King of Fighters Orochi Saga.
Cool. Oh, that came out on PSP too.
Yep.
I might get it.
No, you don't.
For the DS, All Star Cheer Squad. Yay. Personal Trainer Cooking.
Look out, PETA.
Are you sure there wasn't like a comma or something? Or like
it's a colon.
Break?
Personal Trainer Colon Cooking.
Weird.
Age of Empire Mythologies. Emma in the Mountains. Siberia.
Siberia.
Penguin,
yeah.
Elite Penguin Force.
Siberia is awesome. You know, check it. If you like adventure games, Siberia is awesome. If any of you guys like old school adventure games, definitely check out Siberia.
I remember that. It's an old PC game, isn't it?
Yeah, it came out on PC, PS2, and Xbox. Very good story. Very good story.
I can picture the cover right now. That's about it. I never played it.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. But is it as good as Club Penguin, Elite Penguin Force?
Fuck no.
It could be a tough one.
Cradle of Rome. And most likely the pick of the week, even though I disagree with the price, Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
I thought we were on the Wii.
No, we're on the DS.
They're interchangeable.
I mean,
yeah.
I was gonna say.
They're both shovelware platforms. You know, it's not that much different.
Don't even bother reading the Wii stuff. We know what's coming out. Emma in My Pants, or whatever the hell it was.
Okay. 360, Destroy All Humans 3, Path to Furon.
Mm-hmm. I like those.
Those games are kind of fun, actually. They're fun for about half an hour.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, all three Sony platforms have the same thing coming out. Nothing.
Really?
Yes. Well, there's nothing coming out for
Street
any
Fighter
of the Sony
HD,
platforms.
Man.
Well, yeah, there you go. Street Fighter HD.
How many
Remix.
Sony platforms are there?
16. Three. Oh, 16. Three? There's only three. Okay, three, sorry. I'm sucking math.
So nothing for the PS3, nothing for PS2, and nothing for the PSP. So that's your new release list. Pick of the week.
Street Fighter 2 HD.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll do that too.
And if not, if we're not counting downloads, Chrono Trigger.
Yeah. I would have to say so, but I have a problem with Square pricing all their games at $40. And I know that a lot of people are going to see that as a bargain compared to what
haven't
you, can
you
get
purchased
on
every single version of Phantasy Star Online?
Yeah, and look at how much I paid for them.
I don't know.
I paid like maximum $10.
Oh,
so
well,
I paid less for all
egg
three
on
versions.
My face.
I paid less for all three versions of the expansion of Phantasy Star Universe than Chrono Trigger is retail.
How's that monthly fee doing for you?
I canceled my
Touché.
A long time ago.
Touché.
Point, Jeff.
I canceled it like a month ago, 2 months ago.
Okay, so you saved yourself $10. Or okay. 50, whatever.
I won't Anywho. Tell everyone how I actually imported Phantasy Star Universe.
That's right.
I'm like, oh, I got to get this day one in Japan. I paid like $90 for it. Yeah, I played it like 2 weeks. Oh, shit. Oops.
All right. Well, that's your new release list. Do we have any extra emails? Any other emails?
Or actually, that... no.
No?
That's okay.
So everybody wanted to talk to Santa this week.
All right, cool. Well, then we'll just move right to the question.
All right, Dale, do you have like a monologue or something you want to go through?
Well, I could talk about how Siberia and Siberia 2 are just amazing games, but I won't.
No. We got some time to fill here.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
well,
we don't. What are you talking about? We're like an hour and 15 minutes for part two.
I know.
Stretch.
Yeah, no, Siberia had an amazing storyline, and... it really had an amazing story. It was real great, and you had like the stupid android robot who was at your side, and you're tracking down his inventor who went AWOL from his family, ran away, and lots of good mysteries and lots of good storytelling. I was very pleasantly surprised. It was one of those games I had like sitting in my backlog box for like 2 years when my 360 red ringed. I was like, oh, I guess I could play some of these old Xbox games I haven't played in a while. I decided to throw that one in, and yeah, awesome game. Sequel's good. I wouldn't say just as good, but it's more of a supplemental add-on expansion, not really a full-fledged all new game, but definitely track down those two.
Cool.
Awesome.
Did I fill enough time?
Yes, it's perfect.
That was the time we would have used Snatcher on a morning email. So there you go. All right, question of the week.
Question of the week.
Has remixed game music found a new home in the mainstream? So let's see. There's several bands out there that are taking like game music and turning it into metal music.
Yeah. Correct.
And there's the whole video games live thing too. That's touring.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like that's second year now or something like that. Tommy Tallarico and his boys.
The OC remix.
Is he Canadian? I think he's Canadian.
No, he's not Canadian.
He's not.
The other guy's Canadian. He used to do EP, where he still does EP. Yeah. Actually, electronic.
I like that guy. He's Canadian. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Hey, you guys ever go to that OC remix site?
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Get me going.
They got lots of great stuff there.
Yeah. Our first two episodes ever had background music, and that's where we got all the background music from.
Whenever I play that Street Fighter 2 board on Pinball FX, I use that Street Fighter 2 remix album they did as my background music.
Hell
just,
yes.
Nice. Nice.
It's so
cool.
Fitting.
Awesome suggestion.
All right. Well, you can answer the question of the week by sending us an email to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail via either the email address, sending us an MP3, or leaving us a message on Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase, baby.
Alphanumeric.
Oh, wow. Does this get hot in here?
You can also call our voicemail line, which is that number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. Google Talk, Interactive Distractions at gmail.com. Don't forget about Warhawk Wednesdays. Tell a few friends about us, and if you're using iTunes, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it.
We love them.
I should also mention that we have a Facebook group that if you are on Facebook, get out there and join our group. And we just now made a MySpace page. So if you
guys
had to. Did we really?
Yes, we did.
We had to.
Yeah, we had to.
Someone else was going to for you. You couldn't let that happen.
And yeah, you know what really pissed me off is... You know how you can make the short name like it myspace.com/whatever.
Yeah.
I typed in Indus and the shit was taken.
Oh boo.
Yeah. So
maybe we can MySpace meet up with some sweet bands.
Our MySpace page is myspace.com/interactivedistractions. All one word.
Oh Lord, sorry.
That works too. Cool. Yeah, I think that's it. Dale.
Yo.
Why don't you pimp your show? real quick?
Yes.
If anybody's been confused this entire time, Dale's actually on a different podcast.
Hey.
We never really cleared that up.
Hey, no. No. Just like Interactive Distractions, my podcast called On Tap. It's found on the VGEVO Podcast Network. So you can either find it there or ontappodcast.com. And what ours is more of an alternative video game podcast. We don't really run through the latest news and happenings in the industry that often. You guys and a ton of other great podcasts do that plenty well. We focus on more alternative topics and issues. Like, I barely ever hear any other video game podcast talk about all the zillions of crappy video game movies, and we're there to fill that void. So
whenever they go watch them all for some odd fucking reason, they're into torture. I don't get it.
That's what do you think of Blood Rain 2?
Yeah. Well, we didn't do Blood Rain 2. We did do the original, and
it's god awful.
Yeah, that was pretty painful to sit through. So I was tempted to do Blood Rain 2, but I decided to pass on it. We did do Uwe Boll's other latest flicks. So we did do Dungeon Siege, and we did do Postal, which was a little better on the Uwe Boll scale, and we also do a lot of other things. We do a lot of retrospectives, like the one Chris was on, the RPG retrospective. It's a big part. It's planned for 9 parts. We got 2 parts left, so that's been a very, very long running
special. I've been listening to those. I'm really enjoying those, and I had a lot of fun doing the PS2 retrospective with you guys, too. So I appreciate you having me on for that, and I appreciate you coming on our show.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you for having me.
Cool.
And good picks, by the way.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you brought like a different view to the table too. You have different tastes in games, and you had a few different ones that were interesting to hear. So that was cool.
I meant to throw on some Imagine titles, but I forgot. Oh. Sorry. So,
you know what? We're going to cut his entire part out of this podcast.
I'm going to re-record.
That's right.
Need to be in.
All right, cool. Well, you guys have anything before we wrap up?
No. Go get Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for us then. Thank you guys for listening.
Oh, I was going to say never mind. There's actually no point at all. You might as well just cut this out because it's happening tomorrow night. This doesn't go up till Monday.
I have no idea. Were you about to mention the concert?
Yeah, the concert's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't even bother. You can just cut this part totally out. I was gonna be like, yeah, well, you know, Jason's going to be interviewing Power Glove, and you might as well, if you want any questions or whatever, just check this up at BG or write us in, but yeah.
And you know what? I'm totally leaving the shit in, too.
Oh.
It's more fun that way, Jeff. Come on. It wouldn't be our show if we didn't trip over ourselves each episode.
That's true. Man. And our time machine actually should be complete by then, so we might actually be able to make it happen.
Yeah, we need that soon.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And go play your games. Until next week, I am Chris.
I'm Jason.
I am Jeff.
Good.
And Dale. There's Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Yeah. What's happening, Dale?
Yeah.
You big, bad, drooling daddy.
Have a good week, and we will talk to you later.
Later.
Lates.
Peace.